You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com.
Oh, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is liberty. Each week, we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty. Rock and roll.
Hey there, Liberty lovers. This is Mark Clare of the Lions of Liberty podcast, where we strive to bring you great conversations about the ideas of liberty 3 days a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Check us out at lionsofliberty.com.
Hey guys, this is Roger Paxton, and if you're fed up with the government running every single aspect of your life, but you're not listening to the Lava Flow podcast yet, then what's wrong with you? Check us out at thelavaflow.com, or just go back to sucking up to the government. The Lava Flow podcast, striking the root every single episode.
We are supported by listeners like you. Donate per month or make a one-time donation through PayPal or Patreon at wearelibertarians.com. Welcome to We Are Libertarians for this week. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. We Are Libertarians brings you all of the irreverence modern politics deserves. We explain to you what the hell is happening in our world today and how we can fix it by thinking differently. This is a podcast brought to you by the We Are Libertarians Network. Please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, share this episode with friends, and support us through PayPal or Patreon at wearelibertarians.com. We are supported by listeners like you, so $1 per episode by pledging $5 a month helps us grow. We are always taking your questions and comments via email at editor@wearelibertarians.com. This is going to be a jam-packed show. We've got all kinds of people joining us on this episode. Some were invited, some are welcome, some are not. And we've got a lot to talk about tonight. First and foremost, let's introduce everybody. As always, Greg is here.
Chris, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you again.
I know.
Last time, you didn't tell me Bittner was coming, and so last week featured Bittner. You know, this time, I knew he was coming, but I wasn't prepared for it. So, what is it? It's fool me once, shame on you. Mm-hmm. Fool me twice, shame on the shamer.
Yes. I realized I made a grave mistake.
You're trending towards...
sedition.
I mean, Bittner might become a trend. Three times in a row is a trend. Two times is a pattern.
Here's what I've done, okay? I right before the show... I went to get some anti-Bittner bait.
At Menards?
No, better. Brett Bittner. Brett Bittner's here. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I have a feeling that I know what you're about to say.
Uh-huh. And then also here is Harry. Harry Price, how are you?
I'm going good. I expect to work on computers tonight, and someone shoved a microphone in my face.
Well, beggars can't be choosers, Harry.
You could have shoved worse things in your face.
Yeah.
It was disturbing that Harry was waiting outside your door trying to break in.
We'll get to Harry in a moment, okay? One nuisance at a time. And always a pleasure is Shane Zollner. How are you doing, Shane?
I'm doing well, Chris.
Did I say your name right?
Shane Zollner, yep.
Yeah. All right.
I'm glad you could come on. It's first time on, so
first time
it's exciting.
On, yeah.
Yeah.
This is.
So go ahead.
I've been wanting to be on for a while. So,
glad to have you. So first thing, Bittner. Let's deal with this issue.
Yep, go ahead.
All right. Now, Brett Bittner did a tremendous favor to me, to you, to the listeners.
I don't know that you could just use the transitive property and pass it on to me.
Okay.
For yourself.
All right.
Someone has to be Never Bittner here.
All right. And
I'm always Never Bittner.
That's true. You are. And you're doing a fantastic job.
He has
23% of the way there now.
He has picked up another 2 points.
Can I finish? He has greatly served the We Are Libertarians empire. And he, the Advocates is leaving Indianapolis, and he donated many things from the Advocates to We Are Libertarians, and we thank you so much, Brett.
You're very welcome.
It was a very kind thing, so he asked if he could come on, and this is two in a row, so I apologize to the audience, but Brett Bittner might be becoming a friend. But
he's a friend, but we're still Never Bittner.
Of course. But we're still going to make sure that we keep our distance with Bittner. So I have gone to Chick-fil-A. Now, Bittner, you're on the keto diet, and you look
keto.
He's on the keto diet. How much have you lost?
56 pounds.
56
October,
October, right.
Very so, svelte. Looks really healthy.
What I have here is a Chick-fil-A sweet tea with extra sugar.
Does it taste like the antebellum?
Oh, tastes so good. And then here, this, which I will be eating in front of you all night.
And did you say it's Chick-fil-A?
This is a Chick-fil-A.
No gay chickens were made in this sandwich.
This is a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
With cheese.
With oh, you got to get the pepper,
the pepper jack
cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a pickle on there?
Oh,
the Jesus pickle? Yeah. Mm. You don't see it?
Is that a real thing?
That's what I call it.
I was going to say, that's awesome. I didn't ever
always
that.
Called it that.
The Jesus pickle. You know, the Jesus pickle on Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches?
This is delicious. It's a regular chicken sandwich.
You know, we should just let you eat it and hear you chew and not say a word. Shut all our mics off and you just finish.
Gotta like the fingers. Yeah. See how long people will do this. They'll die. How is it?
It's so good. But you know, how does this taste? I'm staring Bittner right in the eye. Hey, Bittner. You like seafood? I haven't had food all day, so this tastes so good. Sandwich cooked. This may be the worst radio we've ever done. Our friend Kat's here. Hi, Kat. Oh, you guys can talk now. Your mics are back
on.
So
you didn't get the spicy chicken?
No.
You have to go with the original.
Or is that spicy for you?
I'm white. This is spicy as fuck. Oh, okay. I said there's pepper jack cheese on it.
I mean, it's got the pickle. It's got the pepper jack.
Thank you, everybody, for
sharing
that moment. Bittner, how's that? You like that?
That's fine with me, dude. The Chick-fil-A sandwich really hasn't been, you know, a huge part of my life or anything.
What?
I know.
What about
just the sweet tea?
I'm the sweet tea and nuggets guy.
Mm. Mm.
Maybe a McAllister sweet tea.
Nah.
I lied. This is sweet tea with extra sugar.
Extra racism.
So sweet.
Yep.
Yep.
That was actually brewed on a plantation outside.
You know
of,
where that got
Georgia.
Me, buddy.
I know. That's why it's a treat.
And
it's
you're
an anti-Bittner treat.
You're well on your way.
No, I've lost 10% of my body fat in the last 2 months.
Awesome.
My mom at dinner the other night goes, I can tell you lost weight because your boobs are gone.
You know what's
that
funny?
That was real?
Yes, 100%.
You have the worst mom on the planet.
No, hold on. I'm about to top it. At least he didn't like run into her in the airport in Los Angeles and have to say, hey, because she didn't recognize me as I was going by.
No, I mean, but I would know. I would have to do that, too, if I hadn't seen you for a while.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's been since, well,
yeah,
October.
I would
a
definitely
week before
have
my diagnosis. So, yeah.
I mean, granted, your mom never wanted you because you were a mistake, but I, mean, well, I would still have
right.
to be reminded.
Okay. Class, not really all good. Of us have miracle privilege.
I've always considered myself divine.
Right. So let's get to the other nuisance at the table. Mm-hmm. That would be Harry Price.
Oh, my.
Who was also doing great things for We Are Libertarians
Hold on.
And for
wait,
me.
Wait. I do have to say, Harry was on time.
Yes, I was.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, of everybody
you
at the table.
You say that was surprised. Why?
Right.
Harry. Well, no. Harry's on time. When we go to yoga, mm-hmm. Harry's on time. When we go to brunch,
you know,
Harry's
be,
on time.
They can be
quite
punctual,
a bit.
Brett.
Yeah. I'm very aware. Harry is very punctual.
He's not an early. Anomaly, Brett.
He's a person too, Brad. Okay, just because you're from Georgia and you look at Harry,
you get
and,
north of the Mason-Dixon, they're no longer property, Brett. I know that's different for you to adjust to.
Do you look when you look at Harry? Is he 2/5 empty or 3/5 full?
I'm an optimist. Okay, that's full.
Now, Harry.
So that's a little less racist. You gave him an extra fifth. I like it.
Here, I've been spending a lot of time with our technology director here at We Are Libertarians. Yep. Harry Price is he came over all day Sunday to convince me of Trello, and instead I created my own Trello with a bulletin board and some note cards, and I Trello cucked him. And
which also suffered the Amazon outage all day Monday.
Correct. So did Slack and a lot of other.
You had to throw that in because, you know, Trello is your favorite, but competitor also failed.
Yes, because Slack sucks.
You know what didn't fail? My bulletin board. Okay. My bulletin board did not black out. All right. There's no power outage on my blackboard. All right. Didn't mean to trigger there. I said trigger. Now, Harry. Harry was over Sunday. We are in the process of greatly upgrading the studios. It looks really messy in here. That's because Amazon dropped off a tremendous amount of things today. You see back there, you see some camera boxes. The lights are up. This wall is blank. We're going to put some decorations.
You took down your scalp wall.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
All your little political mementos.
Yep. And so we're going to, next week when you come in, we're going to have lights. We're going to have
a couch.
We're going to have colored lights, Greg.
Colored?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the correct term.
Harry? Harry got me covered.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited.
He paid this month.
I'm interested to see if people really are, if they're excited that we all of a sudden can do like a discotheque theme.
It's not going to look like a discotheque. But
it can, though. It'd be very easy.
Harry.
I get my fro out, get the ball out. It'd be great.
Okay, now we're doing a discotheque because I want to see Harry's fro out. And so Harry was over here, and we've got some cameras coming in. We're going to have a multi-camera shoot. We're going to have lights. Staging, it's going to be amazing.
Yep, and Spang was supposed to get here early so I could have some of that set up today. That didn't end up happening. Then I planned on setting that up while we're doing the show. But there's a microphone in front of my face.
Well, you can walk away from the microphone at any time, Harry.
It's voluntary, Harry. We don't have subpoena power.
Right.
You're under arrest.
You know where all the computers are because apparently you've mapped my entire network.
No, you changed it, though, this week, though. So I've got to remap it.
I also upgraded my internet. I've changed to a business account, and there is a factory router now operating the We Are Libertarians network.
Moving on up.
Harry is very upset about it because he's like, you don't want to use my router? No, because you spy on me, Harry.
I do not.
If you had never told us about his bandwidth spikes at night, then I don't think he would ever have the problem.
Yeah. I'll just be sitting in chat.
He really did. And then he screenshotted it and showed us off.
Basking in the glow of my recent adventures through stepsister porn. And then, here comes Harry with a screenshot of a massive amount of spike for the last hour and a half.
This is odd.
And so, yeah.
There's only one person there using a lot of bandwidth.
So I gave everybody but Harry the Wi-Fi password while he was outside.
Segregated. I was concerned. I thought someone was hacking, using a lot of bandwidth.
Is that why you hacked into his IP, his webcam?
Yeah.
Well, we've
make sure Russians could have been in here, attacking him.
We've also reinstalled the drop cam for those of you who there was an incident this past weekend, and so I've reinstalled the security camera. So just in case I get brutally murdered by a Mexican, then
well, that's what happened. That's why Trump won. So we got to send him back.
That's not racist because Juan was very upset with me.
Somebody's doing the raping, Chris.
There is a kitchen knife next to my bed because there was an incident.
Speaking of knives, Shane brought quite the little...
I'm not finished.
Oh, with Harry?
So Harry has lots of ideas.
Yes.
Okay, Harry.
He's an ideas man.
Very. And so Harry's solution to instead of putting up a black curtain here, so that way we're going to see a black curtain behind us. Harry wanted to take the counter off of my open concept apartment and put up a drywall and close off my kitchen.
So he wanted to build a wall.
Yes, and extend it out a little bit.
Correct.
And then he wanted to make us wear makeup.
Yep. It was a great final solution to get everything correct.
Final solution. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's all I wanted. I wanted like podcast purity in the one spot, corral everything in this one, just concentrate it all in this one area, so it would be perfect.
Nice and efficient.
Yeah, lots of solutions, for the greater good. Purity, mm-hmm. concentration.
Less hassle for people.
Right.
Something
less
like
conflict.
That.
Less conflict.
Yeah. Sounds familiar.
I'd like to see
cheaper
you...
loaning, cheaper loan rates.
Introduce
80 years ago. Yeah. Kind of
introduce the concept of makeup to Greg. Let's hear.
I'm red. Like I'm right. I'm part sheer. I'm swarthy.
And he's got different color across his face. You can't put that in HD.
Nope. Yeah.
You know.
I need a full time makeup artist if you want me to blend this.
See, Miranda can come here, put makeup on him.
You could get the people who did Chloe's makeup this
weekend.
I know
what I could do. I could do my Halloween costumes.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Dang it.
Harry's coverage doesn't extend that far, okay?
I had a song planned and everything.
No, he has. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Harry, those pipes.
Harry was going to bring his makeup kit.
Yep.
Harry has a makeup kit.
Harry does have a makeup kit. I've seen a picture once of Harry that was very unexpected.
Yep. Which one of the cosplay ones?
The In Drag.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. That was a great one.
Yeah. And
I bet it was. Bet you were the belle of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Gay old time.
Yep. A lot of fun. Dancing on boxes. Meeting up people. I think a couple years ago. Yeah, that's why I grinded on President Vermin Supreme. Yep. After he got off the pole.
Okay.
But he has good hygiene.
Oh, yes, he does.
Harry.
Yep. Mandatory toothbrushing.
All right. Now, so Harry has a lot of ideas, and some of them we will enact, and others we will just completely ignore.
Yeah. You just throw everything at the wall, and we'll see what sticks.
See what sticks.
The other idea is you take all the podcast stuff, put it in your bedroom, and you just move. You know, either into your living room or to the laundry room.
That was the other one. He wanted me to move into my
auxiliary room,
my 5-square-foot laundry room with my bed, which wouldn't even fit in there, or move out and have my bed here. And
so like it's a studio apartment,
right? And then have the podcast in my room, and I'm like, I'm barely getting laid as it is with my apartment looking like, you know, the scene,
you know,
the
though,
set from National Treasure. And it's like,
that's true. You do have a lot of founding documents on your wall.
I do, and I've got Trump there and buttons, and then I'm gonna have a podcast studio wall here with mm-hmm. all kinds of fancy things. And
don't forget your Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh God, yeah, and it's pink.
Yeah, that's a gift from Maya, who's out in Denver and doing really well. But I do, Kat, Shane, can you go up there, please? This is for me and Kat. Kat, right above there, right next to Uncle Sam, there's a white rope. Yeah, grab that, bring that to me. And then pick up that mic.
Oh God!
I've
worn this.
Just kind of here. Let me show you what this does. Go ahead and put this on. There we go. Go ahead, put that on. it's a vibrating mustache. And so whenever women are skeptical when they come over, I just whip this little bad boy out.
I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, she's very intrigued. She said. So don't let me fool you.
He's got little tricks. It's like okay. Booby trapped with sex toys all around this place.
Now Shane revealed that he is descended from, now Shane is a very handsome man. He is very attractive.
As people that flee Germany usually are.
Now look at that haircut. He's trying to fool his ancestors because he has the undercut.
He does.
And it is full Nazi.
He's a lot like Richard Spencer.
He looks just like Richard. He looks just like Richard Spencer.
See, I've been rocking this haircut for like 3-4 years now though, so.
Yeah, you've had it since I've known you, so that you are you going to stay with it since it's become so trendy?
I am. Yeah, it's kind of
the undercut
my look.
It's a great cut.
It is.
Now,
strong cut. Very proud.
Very, yes. Very proud. Harry, how are you feeling? Are you okay? Now, he brought you a present.
He brought a... I'll let him explain what it was. I was stunned. He shows up and he just hands me a knife. And I'm like, at first, I wasn't making the connection because I didn't see what was on the handle. And I think, well, Harry had just been taking a picture of Chris's key trying to 3D print.
Yeah,
something to break into his home. And
that's
so,
the other thing.
I didn't, laser cut.
And I didn't know how well Shane knew Harry, so I thought it was a self-defense thing.
Right. Harry took a photo of my key so he can make a key to my apartment.
He literally creep-shotted it. Like, we caught him. It wasn't like it was a setup. Like, Nope. Harry's definitely creeping, trying to break into Chris's house.
And he's like, I go, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I'm just trying to make a key so I can come into your house whenever I want. I mean, but it's not a bad idea. If when the cats, when I die and the cats eat me, somebody's got to come in here and get the equipment for you guys to carry on.
That's a good point.
And yeah. Delete your internet search history.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I take it all back, Harry. That was smart.
Yep. See,
I just,
what a good friend.
I'm not into stepsister porn, so I don't want to have to go through all
Listen,
that.
Listen, highly recommend it. Okay. look up Stepsis Loves Me. You'll thank me later. All right.
Now, James Nee said that's still in the top 10 on Pornhub. Is that true?
Dude, the girls, it is comedy plus all the action you'll ever need. There's one where the girl is a magician. I think I've talked about this.
Oh, yes, multiple times.
I've shared it with you guys.
I like the stepsister.
Should we let Kat watch this and get a live reaction video from her?
I don't know that she wants to, but she's more than welcome.
All right, maybe here in just a little bit we'll get Kat's reaction to this, but she was very excited.
She was.
She was ready to
do
go.
Do I want a stepsister?
okay, so you gave him a knife.
Correct. He showed me an artifact.
I did. An so artifact. The story behind it is a German officer's knife. My family started coming here in 1917.
Okay.
And finished in the late 1930s.
Okay.
So we were brown-haired, brown-eyed.
Yep.
German Jews at the time.
Uh-oh. Not
but
good.
But you look just very German.
I do. I look very German.
You guys had wonderful plastic surgery.
Now, right.
You said at the time.
Yes. Yeah, so somewhere along the line, we are now all Catholic.
Okay, all right.
So we all converted.
Yeah, you're not going to make that mistake. Yeah.
Well, I just want to commend you on your wise choice.
We've been through too much.
Yeah. It's a bit of a sore spot, but you kept the knife in the family.
I did, yeah. So it's been passed down to me through a couple generations now.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's something that I'll keep forever.
Yeah, and it's got the emblem right on the handle. And then it's clearly something that when it was made, was it made by a craftsman? Like it is... Is an exceptionally nice knife.
I did look it up online. The company is still around making knives.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
That's fine.
Well, so I mean, this one's still here, so, you know. Right? Yeah, and clearly they worked.
Right?
Okay, all right.
Now, no, but that's awesome. Well, we'll put it out with the episode if people want to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to thank some folks because we put out a call to several of you to help donate and offset some cost. In addition to the new video equipment that we're installing, and also we're upgrading our servers. So we go through, I host everything on Bluehost, and that's where the website is hosted. And you're not really supposed to, you can throw a podcast on a server like that, on a shared server. Most podcasts get 30 listeners.
Yeah, they'll never notice. Yeah.
But we don't. We have increased 2,000 to 3,000 listeners since Election Day. And so we're just getting on the edge there, and we've got to switch over to a different hosting company and start hosting this particular feed with a host, and that takes anywhere from $30 to $75 a month.
Long story short, we can no longer exist on subsidies of people that actually pay for the right plans.
Exactly right. So, yeah. So and the subsidy cannot come out of my pocket any longer. So I asked for donations, and many people stepped up, including Samantha Wotes, our friend from Florida.
She's the best.
Christy Avery, always. Rebecca Cash, Morgan Rigg, Kelly Kern became a monthly subscriber.
You're the best, Kelly.
Rick Irvine, Sharon Newman, Austin Broderson all donated, and we ended up with a brand new sponsor that we'll be telling you about soon, and all of you helped offset that cost. Now, those were one-time donations. This is a monthly expense, so we were covering the expenses of the operation, and what we tried to do is to not cost... basically, we don't want this to cost money. Mainly, I don't want it to cost money because I pay for everything.
Yeah, we don't want it to run negative.
Right. And so with the additional expense of anywhere from $30 to $75 a month, we're asking that you go to PayPal or Patreon at WeAreLibertarians.com and join in and help offset that cost. So please, $1 an episode, $5 an episode, $5 a month, $50 a month, whatever you want to do, that really greatly helps us out. And thank you to all the people that chipped in the other day to help us get started and at least cover that first month. because we expect to continue to grow and grow and grow. And as we continue to grow and grow, that means we're going to have more and more expenses. And as we always try to bring you a lot more stuff, we've got some video ideas that we were talking about in chat the other day that I will probably put behind the paywall for premium subscribers because once we get that kicked off, because it's hilarious.
It's going to be really good.
It's very funny. So thank you to everybody that donated. Thank you so much. We were able to take that and at least get that first month kicked off. So please, that's why we ask you to donate every episode. We don't do it to spend on hookers and blow. We do it to grow our network and to defend ourselves from Harry.
It's a Harry defense fund is what it really is.
Yep. So like the cost, I upgraded to a new internet, and I did that, and it costs a little bit more a month, and I did that solely because I want to be able to stream better video to Facebook Live. You know,
sure you did.
Yes. Yes. Not just for the stepsister porn, but it. We're trying to continually, we're bootstrapping this essentially as we as we grow this into a business over the next few years. We're trying to bootstrap so there's no debt. So anyways,
and ideally we want to keep as much of our content as free as possible.
Absolutely. As ad free as possible, as free as possible. So you are always able to get access to content, share it with your friend as much as you can. So, with that being said, what we thought we would do tonight is go and actually take some of your questions. I get a lot of emails, and we're not always good about, because we talk a lot about current events, we're not always good about going back and revisiting those and reading your emails. But I wanted to take the opportunity tonight to do some of that. The first one goes to Greg.
Directly?
Yes. No, but we'll let you answer it.
Oh, God. Wonder what this one's about.
Jeremy writes, may I ask why this Facebook page seems to rarely go after Republicans? I love the pics you guys post about Democrats, but Republicans are just as bad.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I don't know that there's anyone you could say is similar or the equivalent of a Rand Paul within the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
So that's why. Like, and I am someone that I support the Liberty Caucus, and I support a lot of the elements that Donald Trump takes because mainly I enjoy the tears of Democrats. I always have. Like, to me, the left's the permanent enemy, and that's why anything I post is going to be more so an attack on Democrats.
Yep.
I don't believe they'll ever be part of libertarians.
And anybody chime in at any time. We're just going to kind of go through these various questions. We're going to kick off with just some rhetorical questions. A lot of libertarians ask questions. Most libertarians write things that you need to know.
in a wall of text.
Right.
Without punctuation.
Now,
it's like an answer, but with autism.
Joshua, I really, by the way, need to get my filter checked because I've been hanging around.
With shitlords way too much.
Way too much.
It's going carrying over to work.
I told one very influential person that he had autistic hands the other day and may have
and
said.
And never, no even slight hesitation that may not come off as well as, you know, we tend to throw it around.
Moments later, showing him the gay frogs of Alex Jones. The next day, saying words that are only meant for chat rooms. All right.
Did you offer him any of the super male vitality?
No, he doesn't need it.
I was going to ask if yours came wore off yet.
Have you come down?
I'm still woke.
His eyes are pretty open.
You didn't sleep well that night, did you?
No, I ended up sleeping for like 30 minutes that night after we were.
It's not fake. Like,
really, I don't know what it is, but I'm never going to do it again.
I feel like I need to try this.
You do. Like, it honestly has an effect.
It does.
Yeah.
It tastes disgusting.
I start growling when I talk. That's how manly I feel.
He's like,
the globalists.
I mean, hair shoots out.
You saw what I did with Miranda when we were taking pictures.
Yeah, you were off the chain.
You touched your first boob. I'm proud of you.
Oh yeah, my first one, Greg. And,
totally kidding.
Congratulations. you touched a stripper's breast, although it was free. And I will say,
exactly.
Miranda, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
First taste is free.
Now, Miranda gave me a stack of ones after that. She's like, here, you keep these. And for the next 5 days, I had $30 in ones that smelled like stripper perfume. And I'm just like, bip, 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 putting the money on the counter. Oh, of course I did.
You said you're going to keep them forever because they were all over.
No. Are you kidding? I was flattering her, okay?
Oh, this is so nice of you. I'll keep it forever.
Yeah. All right. Now on to Joshua. Let's see if this... look, it worked without falling down. Joshua writes, I wanted to thank you for the raw audio and Gary Johnson for president feeds. My wife's aunt and uncle are politically lost with Trump as the Republican nominee. They knew I was a libertarian and reached out to me about Gary Johnson, and I was able to refer them to your podcast to learn more. We have a podcast that we do called the Raw Audio Politics Feed. I just put Trump's State of the Union address in there, and essentially it's audio that I want to go back and listen to on podcast form, and I just make that available to you guys. So go and check out that feed. The Gary Johnson for President was a feed that I pulled of interviews. And thank you so much, Joshua, for writing in, and we're glad that we could help you out with that feed. Let's talk about... Now, this is back during the election when this was written, so it may be a little dated, but...
You put four in chat. Are we going to go through those, too?
Yeah, so I'm just going down the line here. And if you want to write us in and give us more questions for... Listen, we just didn't want to talk about Trump and the alt-right and all that bullshit again.
Yeah, we're burnt out on that.
Right.
It's been too much.
So we want your questions. So as we go through 2017, when there is no election, we want to talk more philosophy. So if you've got questions... editor@wearelibertarians.com, where you can send it to the Facebook page. I'll copy and paste it, and we'll read it 8 months later, like Casey's question. So Casey writes, while we push for Trump's tax records, let's also push for full disclosure of donors and amounts to the Clinton Foundation, especially during the time Hillary was the Secretary of State. Liar was highlighted in Hillary. Anyone want to guess if there's a connection to funds donated to the Clinton Foundation from countries who support groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS and favors Hillary? The one she gave these countries during her term as Secretary of State, mainly in terms of cash and weapons. We agree.
We already know that, yeah. Because the Qatar gave a major donation to the initiative, and they're one of the biggest financiers of all radical terrorism, both Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
All right, so this one comes from Michael, and this is one of the first of the three or four that I put in chat that we're going to discuss tonight. Hi, guys. Thanks, as always, for the show. However, I didn't rate mentally this last cast regarding the alt-right very highly. First of all, wouldn't the alt-right be the left? Or should it be called bizarro-right instead? Anyway, regarding immigration and how you are judging those who want to build a wall as racist, I think your admirable tendencies of inclusion are clouding your brains. I will jump to the absurd to illustrate my point. Would you be okay with no borders and the Chinese, who themselves have established borders, just to walk right in and claim the U.S. as their own? I don't think so. Based on what I know of you guys, you believe we should have some national defenses in place to protect our national belief in freedom. Ask yourself this question. If it were the Canadians...
dirty, I like this listener.
Dirty, right.
This is a great listener.
Foul Canadians flooding the country. Do you think all these people would be fine with it? Sorry, I'm typing this on my phone, so it may not be 100%. What I wanted to get across, but I hope my point is taken, I would also say that I am an open borders type, but even I believe we should monitor those who are coming in, though I disagree with most of what Trump says. I just think that you should be a bit more open-minded and not fall to the level of race baiter and labeling people racist for wanting to protect their perceived haven of freedom known as the USA. I don't know that we ever did that. Now, not everyone sees the flag as a symbol of our borders, but rather the freedoms that they are protected within them. It is not necessarily blind nationalism. Thanks. Peace. So I don't know which episode this was specifically. It's been in the last few months, but I don't think we ever said that anybody who is open borders is an evil person, or anybody who wants to enforce borders is a racist, or any of that.
Well, there's been a lot of the racist for wanting borders.
By whom?
Or like, I mean, no, just in general. Like, right. It's the default assumption that if you don't want to take people in from the seven countries on the deportation ban, mm-hmm. it's because you're an Islamophobe.
Right. You're talking out there, not in here.
Yeah. Those people.
Right. Right.
Or they. The Alex Jones, you know. Now, ever-present they.
Now, this is awkward because I know that Brett Bittner is a proponent of open borders, and Greg Lenz wants to build a wall and throw you off of it, Brett.
Yes.
That isn't true. I will let any Bittner into my libertarian social order. It's just if his beard gets any longer and he fulfills the path to Jannah, now, then he's, you know, he's no longer allowed.
So if I look like my passport photo again.
Exactly.
Yes.
That Bittner would have never gotten through.
Never.
I'd have planted something in your, or I'd have called, tweeted to Homeland Security that you were a terrorist while in line.
Well, there is a reason that when I check in at airports, it's right as we're about to take off. Because I may or may not have learned a lesson back in May.
It's tough when you're swarthy like we are and have beards.
Oh, absolutely.
When you don't trim it up for a couple days, you get looked at.
It gets a little...
I know.
So, yeah.
And then Aaron's writing talk beer on your Facebook page, and the NSA sends it to Southwest.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Now, why are you open borders, Brett?
Well, I don't believe that the protections that the listener talked about are necessarily defined by... or freedom is necessarily defined by an arbitrary line. An imaginary line. We've drawn these on a map. They're not necessary. There's very rarely is there an actual physical border. Now, for convenience sake, that we do see that between states, we do see that along the southern border with the river. However, for the most part, they're arbitrarily drawn based on whatever negotiation.
Winston Churchill literally drew up Africa after like getting popped at lunch. Like, that's really? Why it zigzags all throughout North Africa.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for me,
wrong sides of borders. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no worries. So for me, if the freedom isn't necessarily defined by who's inside and outside these lines, then what does it matter?
Right.
In terms of who can enjoy those freedoms, we actually have taken steps to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
We're leagues ahead of many other nations in that regard, especially with regard to property rights. Especially with regard to protections with
constitutional protections
constitutional against protections.
You know, just mob rule.
Against government overreach. Not that they have necessarily worked particularly well. At one time they did, and it's nice to know that we can at least reference them when they're on Chris's wall over there.
It's like looking back at an old memory. But those were the good old days.
But because
30 years ago,
those freedoms aren't necessarily defined geographically. I don't know that we should be keeping people from the actual people or from the actual area that is supposed to defend them.
Yep.
Especially when it comes to refugees. One of the things that he mentioned was talking about terrorism and so by definition, many of the refugees are actually fleeing that. So they are the anti-terrorists. They are running away from the problems. They are running away from the war. They are running away from the poverty. They are running away from the destruction that is happening because of terrorist activity.
No one's killed more Muslims than Islamic terrorists.
Right.
You know, that's the thing, but Americans don't know that.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's killer. Because you want to just say, and then, but you know, they also at the same time, they coordinate to take advantage of any loophole you give them. So like they have, ISIS makes a magazine, and in the magazine, they specifically say, you need to immigrate through these countries, you know, and see if you can get past the vetting. And so that does them know, or that is the Skittle argument, like Donald Trump Jr. So eloquent said, tweeted out.
So the other thing with regard to having a more open or more porous border is it's a defense. The border is a defense of the welfare state. We know that you can't have open borders with a welfare state. And rather than defend the welfare state, I would rather we dismantled it and we
overburden it.
We instead made sure that we were overwhelmed with the freedom rather than and allowed others to enjoy that freedom rather than perpetuate what doesn't help, actually hurts a lot of the people that it's intended to help. And
yeah.
Steals from those of us who aren't recipients.
Yep. No, it's, yeah. Shane, you want to weigh in on this? Do you have any thoughts in particular about why Muslims are the enemy and we need to get rid of them?
Yes. How would you, Shane, exterminate all Muslims?
I was just going to say it's really hard to give helicopter rides when there's no wall.
Now, we are joking about exterminating all Muslims.
No, this is such a difficult debate, though, because like I am of the exact same mindset as Brett. And then there are times, though, where you just come down to this issue and you say, at what point do you I can't get rid of the welfare state. The 1960s radicals like Saul Alinsky, their idea was to overload the welfare rolls in order to cause the system to collapse and institute Marxism or a new socialist society. That doesn't happen. You know, it's a utopian ideal. So what you end up getting is a bloated, unremovable turd that – I mean, the welfare state never gets repealed. Bill Clinton was had the biggest conservative welfare reform that's ever happened in the United States, and it was basically just putting a time limit on the amount you could get benefits.
Right.
You just never get rid of these huge institutions. And so given that, I come down on the side, well, I can't get rid of the welfare state, or I don't believe I can in my lifetime. And so if I see the way the Electoral College is shaping up and the way American politics are shaping up, and there's one party that supports tax cuts, and since that's the party that
wait, there's a party that supports tax cuts?
Yeah, corporate tax reform.
Oh, well, yeah. For certain people, for certain goodies, for certain industries, for certain companies, for certain
see,
donors.
No, I don't think
sure.
that's fair at all. Because the truth is, only 50% of people pay federal income taxes. So you're talking about then it's slightly upper middle class individuals who don't get it, but they still get the earned income tax credit. They still get a lot of subsidies for internet, for basic day-to-day lives. So if you truly account for it, they tried to implement tax reform that actually boosts economic growth where the other party does not. It prevents it, which is bad for human freedom since economics is the foundation of everything. And so I am of the mind where if someone's going to come here and it's too politicized. I can't support open borders and then say I'm shocked when a libertarian society never develops.
Because the message just keeps getting diluted.
Right.
Yeah. It's the same way like I like the idea of open borders. But
oh,
like
I'm a theoretical open borders.
Yeah, but some of the conversations with Greg I've had about New Hampshire, the Free State Project, gets off and succeeds. But if they keep importing people from Massachusetts and those massholes keep going up there and bringing all that crap up from Boston up there and just keep watering up the message. Now, granted, New Hampshire does have some of the stuff up there that, the people from Massachusetts wants, but they'll still come up there for their tax-free crap. And then go right back. But
right.
Some of them will use it as their suburbs because they want to live there and not have to,
Because the logical conclusion of anarcho capitalism is everybody in their individual home that no one can trespass on each other's property or face a nuclear attack. Yeah. That's reduction to the absurd, but everything's privately owned. So you can only be exactly on your property or what you pay services for. And even the slightest, say you trip and fall onto their sidewalk. The justification is you could hit them with a nuke. Now, you're probably going to kill yourself, but that would prevent, that type of thing. But that's why...
They damaged my concrete.
Right. So, they did.
So, Greg, did you know that 10 years ago, I was not of the same mind? I was actually one of those Neil Bortz...
You were.
I was a little...
Great Americans is what I call.
I was a little upset about people coming over the border. And then in 2008, I actually saw the human story...
Close
friend of mine, his boyfriend was from China. He was here on a student visa.
Whoa.
Yep. China.
His boyfriend.
Yes.
Donald Trump would not allow this sort of behavior. A Chinese gay man.
Only president to ever be photographed with the LGBT flag.
Chinese gay man, not for it.
Well, he's a
not,
spy.
He's not
that
for
was the real
it.
Issue.
Right. Yeah.
All Chinese are spies.
Russian gay man, he'd be all for it. Anyway, yeah. so you're Fred.
So my friend, his boyfriend, was a student. He was a nursing student at the time, and there still is a nursing shortage in Georgia, as there are in a lot of parts of this country, because there just aren't enough people to handle all of the healthcare that's necessary. We don't have the human capital to meet the needs of the demand. And so he continued to go to school. He continued to get degree after degree, but he couldn't get anybody to sponsor him because to go through the sponsor, they have to guarantee that they're going to employ him for a certain period of time. And that's a pretty big risk for an employer to take, especially an employer in an at-will state, which Georgia is and was. So I saw the deterioration of their relationship as Scott was no longer able to continue his education here because he had done or in Georgia, because he had done so much. And so what ended up happening was that Scott immigrated to Canada because it was easier. He couldn't go home because he was a gay man. And, going back to China, that wasn't going to work out well. This was obviously before Obergefell. So it wasn't like they could get married and he could be granted status because of marital status. He also didn't want to lie, which I thought was,
honorable.
Considering what he was doing was the right thing to do.
Some would say most honorable.
wrong Asian culture.
Oh, sorry.
Nice try.
So but racist.
You know how they are. They're just bad drivers.
So I saw the
gays?
Yeah. They're always looking in the mirror.
Have you seen Seth?
I saw the deterioration.
Seth is beautiful.
I saw the deterioration of their relationship, and I saw the struggle and the hurt.
Human cost.
Right. And so that was what changed for me, was actually seeing it in person unfold before my very eyes. Over the course of a year, I went from being very adamant, no se puede, you know, going to the immigration rallies to be part of the anti-immigration group, carrying the signs, to a year later, I saw what it does. And to me, that wasn't worth it. And then I looked into, I read Jason Riley's book.
What's the name of it?
Let Them In. It's The Case for Open Borders. He talks about the net economic benefit. He talks about all the positives.
Okay, put down the knife. Put down the German knife, Greg. He's just giving an opinion.
Goebbels, 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 Goebbels.
So you know, I actually started to be a little more open-minded and ended up, when presented with new information, changed my position, which I think is something a lot of libertarians could learn from. If there is new information, if there's something that could potentially change your mind. It's one of the reasons that one of my goals for this year, one of my resolutions, was to read 12 non-political books.
Yeah.
And I'm four of 12 already.
Nice.
In March. My plan was to do one a month, but some of them have been stupid.
That means they're good books, though.
What's your favorite been so far?
So far, actually, it's been Megyn Kelly's memoir.
Oh, she was... That she's awesome, actually. Like, I know she comes off as a condescending bitch, but she was bullied like crazy.
Yeah, and her book is fantastic. I was actually reading it when I was on my way back, when I was able to get around the wall on my way back from Mexico last month. I was flying
See, that
back
was, that
and saw
was
a
like
lot.
90% of my support is that Bittner's going on a cruise. If I can get Trump elected, there's a very good chance I can get rid of Bittner.
Well, if you can start on that northern wall, you have until like the end of April.
You know,
if you can get it done.
I don't have the same hatred for them that he does while he sips the very last drop of his delicious tea.
He said Megyn Kelly, and I was just trying to get him out.
Do those taste like Bittner tears?
Sweet and sour.
No, you know, it's funny. I'm a theoretical. It's the same conflicts I always had with Maya. I am a theoretical voluntarist to an absolute extreme every way. Mm-hmm. It doesn't translate over into reality for me. And like with the human impact, I've experienced that before, and that's why like the more emotional episodes don't do much for me, because I don't believe that they're. I don't believe emotion should play a role in the actual structures of good governments and freedoms, because once you abandon logic and start using emotion to dictate decisions, it's that path to dissent, because then it becomes it can be manipulated.
But from an emotional standpoint, it was the fact that I was able to see the human cost that allowed me to open my mind to some of the economic arguments.
Absolutely.
And some of the other things that I didn't
I'm not saying it wasn't
previously.
Beneficial. Yeah. I'm just saying like that would be one I would really struggle with. And it'd be something where I would – but at the same time, the person that was a U.S. citizen, it isn't like they could never be together. They had an alternative option.
Which was for them both to move to Canada?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's true. But when you have a life and you have a career and all of that, and it's set geographically in one area
– and all of life is a trade-off, because that same person could say, I'm going to chase my dreams and I don't want this relationship to tie me down.
Sure.
I mean, it's all a trade-off. Like, so that's why, but I mean, that's where Brett and I split. And there's no right or wrong on that. Brett's just every bit as right as you know, I'm probably wrong, because right now a bunch of people are talking about why I might be Hitler. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I do everything I can to not allow emotion to play a role in basically to implementing liberty and pursuing liberty, because I'm always afraid it's going to get manipulated.
What if emotion is doing that, though? Because
your
argument about not letting them and not doing that is based off of fear.
No.
Which is an emotional response.
The idea is that there are already people here that prove it, that collectivists outnumber individualists always.
Yes.
So inviting... Given that distribution, the more people in general you are going to continue to dilute yourself out.
Not
just basic probability.
Not necessarily.
I mean, there's all collectivists always outnumber individualists.
No, but I'm just saying, there's not necessarily you can bring more people in and like technically could strengthen your method versus on the same aspect.
If it were an aberration,
well, that's another thing because like you think because the idea of like thinking like they're going to come in here and dilute the method. Well, they could come in and actually concentrate and actually come in at service backup because some of them could think like, wow, this is what I'm running from. I'm not going to bring that here. Now, we all, you know, the fear in my heart is that they do bring that crap with them.
And theoretically, that's exactly what I believe. The practical reality is people fleeing countries, war-torn countries, are not of the – they've never heard of Ron Paul.
Correct.
If you trying to sell libertarianism in the middle of a war-torn country is going to get you laughed out of the room. It's like it's like when I try to tell my brother-in-law who came from Paraguay to flee corruption – and he's, you know, for him, it's even, I get it. I am anti-government corruption because I lived it. But, I don't know.
But they're not necessarily coming here for the goodies because they could go anywhere for the goodies. They could go to Europe where there are even more. They could go to Canada where there are even more. The reason they're coming to the United States is for the freedom.
Go to Dearborn, Michigan. It's Dearbornistan. They are not, they don't, even here on Southport Road, the Chin people have not assimilated whatsoever. They built their own community based upon their own laws. I mean, Sharia law proves in France, in Marseille, they have Sharia courts and the police don't go in and adjudicate. In London, Sadiq Khan. I mean, these are real problems. So if you're saying, you know, when you come from somewhere, it's like the Italians came and brought their culture. That's why you have Little Italy. Right. That's why you have, you know, they don't come in and all of a sudden like abandon cultural years and years of cultural, you know, mindsets. And they're where are the people, the individual cultures? Where are the rugged individualists cultures in society?
Well, and if it's something that you've always known with your country that you're coming from, a lot of them, how many have been attempted to be liberated and then elected another dictator in?
Right. Sure. There's a reason libertarianism is popular in the United States because of John Locke, because of Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Those aren't the philosophical founders that they have from years of cultural bias built in. And so you say, well, like the Hispanic culture is more communal. They're also Catholic.
Yep.
They're going to vote left. That's why Texas people are worried because it's going to go blue. It is a real worry.
But when you take a look at what they bring with regard to work ethic and entrepreneurial spirit, mm-hmm. I mean,
but then they increase the social welfare state because they vote for leaders who want to increase it.
Well, not necessarily.
Then we're trapped by it.
Not necessarily. Maybe that first generation, but the generation after that. Like I've worked with someone who is, you know, he's a Mexican, but he's legal here in the United States.
95% of people vote the same as their parents.
He voted for Trump. He supports
an anecdotal though isn't.
Hold on. Anecdotal evidence is still evidence.
It is evidence.
Anecdotal evidence is still
evidence. But the exception doesn't disprove the rule.
But the thing is, most generations like that home culture does bleed off, and they start becoming more Americans. It does happen. It may happen slower for certain different demographics, or just maybe because you're watching that it's happened. I've got several different friends who are like most of their culture, like most of their family is like huge Vietnamese, and they concentrate into this, but their kids are nothing like that. They're one of their sons that I can park my car next to his, and you will think that's my car. He's got gigantic rims on it, big massive subwoofer in the back. That's not my car. That's his.
Why would I think that about you, Harry? What racist stereotypes on me?
I do want to add a little bit of anecdotal evidence to what Harry shared. My family came here. I'm a third generation American. We've been here for less than 100 years. I would say that I'm fully assimilated to the American way of life, to an American culture.
Other than that keto thing, yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's just because I don't believe the government.
But honestly, none of us are because we're all libertarians.
Dietary guidelines.
None of us have really assimilated because we're all libertarians, and we're the 5% that don't vote how our parents do.
Right. But have we?
So we're a terrible sample set.
Are we, though?
Horrible. 95% vote the same way their parents do. And it's year after year after year.
As somebody who's a second-generation libertarian, I am voting the same way that my parents.
True.
At least my mom. So I am proving exactly what you're talking about, but it is assimilation, and we're talking in three generations. My great aunt just moved into a home from a Polish neighborhood in Chicago. Everything there is Polish. The signs are in Polish. I mean,
entire Southwest side. Completely.
It's her neighborhood is Little Poland in the same way that you have Little Italy in New York and you have Chinatown and San Francisco. And so you take a look at her. She's 95. She just turned 95 last month. She lived in a neighborhood that was completely unassimilated. Two generations later, I'm completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a matter. It just takes the time.
Yeah,
but 95. Like, this isn't like it's debatable science. Like, it's like 95% of people vote the same way their parents do.
Sure.
Yes.
So we're the aberration. And the point is, are you going to try to overcome 95%? Let's say we get it to 85. Let's say we do the unheard of and get it to 70.
Hey, when you get to 70, then you've at least reached critical mass.
But the state's too big by that point. And we've never actually repealed the welfare state.
We can.
We can't. Based on, or this is like a religious debate. I know he's there. I can't see him, but damn it, he's there. He's carrying me. I'm not the one walking.
So I'm third generation as well. And what shocked me this year is that my entire family has voted Democrat. And when I was 18, I told them I wasn't. And the response I got was, well, your grandfather would turn over in his grave.
FDR.
And so now I'm libertarian, and my entire family either voted Republican or Libertarian this year, mm-hmm. which was awesome because not one person voted Democrat.
Trump is is a Democrat. He is a 1960s, 1940s style Democrat, progressive.
Right. Yeah,
So that's nice that they actually follow their ideology. Now, the Trump support may bug some people, but at least they know enough to know what they like when they see it.
Right. Yeah, and it was a pretty cool thing just because they voted Libertarian pretty much everywhere they could, and then when they filled in the blanks with Republicans. So it was.
Do you think that they will keep voting Libertarian if you don't run?
I do, yeah.
I think we do a pretty good job of influencing. I mean, my dad, who's been a lifelong Republican, in 2010 actually voted for the governor candidate in Georgia who happened to be the first black candidate on the general election ballot in Georgia. John Mons.
Mons, that's what it is.
I was his spokesman, mm-hmm. and it was actually one of the reasons that he voted for him was because he saw me on TV talking about him, and he wasn't aware that I was working on the campaign and wasn't aware that I was working with John. John also happens to be one of the first libertarians to earn 1 million votes in the United States as a libertarian candidate. Absolutely unheard of, and he's done it once and almost did it a second time. But he ended up voting not only for John, but for the rest of the libertarians in 2010, because that sparked a conversation where I pointed to the hypocrisy of the Republican Party, I pointed to the hypocrisy of their supposed fiscal conservatism, I pointed to the hypocrisy of corporatism instead of capitalism, and that continues to be a way that he examines candidates. Now, there may be libertarians that he can't support because they aren't
They are more
socially liberal. They are more my brand of libertarian, only because I tend to focus on the social issues. Because, as I've discussed before, to me, the economics just makes sense. So when it comes to persuasion, my focus is more on the social issues. Because, again, to me, having spent time growing up, seeing, understanding demand and supply curves, I get it. Yeah. I was an economics major at the University of Georgia. I understand how that works. But to me, you're going to get more out of bringing people over on the social issues because you are going to be able to use the emotional argument of the human story as I was changed, as I saw and what changed me from being kind of a hard right conservative libertarian into one who's more of a bleeding heart.
Yeah, like a Ron Paul style libertarian more so.
Right.
Yeah. That hasn't been my experience. I mean, it's an individual experience thing. I know I was shocked because I would have thought the wall would be politically toxic. I would have thought that the banning of... Oh, you okay?
Okay.
I would have thought the banning of...
Cat
just made a commentary that Brett is a unpaid ambassador for the state of Georgia in the North.
Well, and I also happen to be wearing one of my favorite...
State official branded outfits.
Yeah.
The only university in the state.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't wear my shoes today.
Oh, you didn't wear your Nikes?
Well, no, they are, but just not the Georgia ones.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, and so for me, I don't see, I don't know, I guess I come down on the side where I will always see the left as the enemy. And so I'll never think that it is a worthy cause to court their vote. Like, that's why with Gary, I love Gary Johnson. He was the right candidate to run, but damn it, this would have been a good election for a Ron Paul style libertarian with a lot of disgruntled Republicans. And we could have maybe got to 5% because we got real close. But I just have not seen many Democrats other than the exceptional, or like the rare exception, or they voted out of protest because of Bernie got it getting screwed, not because they supported Gary. They just would, they hated Hillary.
Right.
And so one, there's, I just, I don't know. I will never think that at the end of how I see this all playing out is the end of the day, they're individualists and collectivists. The story of human history is that collectivists outnumber the individualists, and letting more in and giving them more access to political institutions is in time going to result in a bigger and bigger welfare state that it's never been able to be repealed yet.
All right, let's end on that topic and let's move on to our next question. Todd Staggs writes, Todd Staggs Jr., "Hello, everyone at We Are Libertarians. I am new to the podcast. I have been listening to the past episodes, and I effing love them. You're all great. Couple things. First, Maya is awesome. You should have her on more often. Just listen to the podcast where she hosted with Harry, and I think pure awesomeness. Just saying. Literally every person in the room shook their head when I read, have Maya on more often.
Well, I think you have to ask Harry.
Harry even hosted that episode and didn't. But you will get more Maya. We're working on a project. She's in Denver with the Peppers brothers, and there may be...
They're jiggling to the left as we speak.
They are working on a super secret project that I'm talking about in front of 6,000 people.
It's like Reddit for your ears.
Yes. So yes. Look for that soon. Number two, I was wondering what your thoughts are on the TV show Utopia, especially since there is one cat on there named that his label is libertarian. He doesn't seem too awful libertarian to me, but I digress. I haven't seen it. Anybody else seen Utopia?
I haven't seen it.
All right.
Oh, was that the reality show
I know.
They named their cat libertarian?
Like three episodes or something, and then they all...
He was saying cat, like Jive Cat, you know,
not
like cat here or my cat, but this cat over here, like, dude.
Got it.
Where's he? That's an interesting, you don't hear that ever. Like this cat over here.
Number three. Also, one of the podcasts you were mentioning areas around the country that are very libertarian leaning. One area that I know of is Asheville, North Carolina. There's a guy named Justin Stout there that is kind of the big organizer down there. They have an organization, don't know if it is considered that really, called the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. It is very interesting what he is doing, trying to get like-minded people together in the same spot in the name of liberty. Anyway, just wanted to say hey and that I enjoyed the podcast. Thank you so much, Todd. Don't know anything about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project.
Kane is actually part of that.
Really? Okay.
He's done a little bit of work. I know he spoke at an event of theirs, and I believe he's a supporter.
What's his real name? I can never remember.
Glenn Jacobs.
Jacobs.
This one comes from David. Hey, guys. I've been listening to your podcast for almost 3 years now, and I'm pretty sure that I hear every episode, even the ones where you just talk about memes.
Our best episodes.
Absolutely. In addition to keeping me entertained while renovating a barn in rural Montana in the dead of winter, you guys have also helped me drop some personal baggage. I was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division, and I spent a year in Baghdad. I struggled for a long time with my war, had a lot of guilt, but listening to your show actually helped me put things in perspective and start to forgive myself. I don't know if that was ever your guys' intent, but thanks. It inspired me to take a lot of that energy and get involved in Veterans for Peace, and I just recently started a Facebook page where I'm going to collect stories and interviews for veterans, from veterans, family members, and even civilians caught in the middle of war. I wrote the first story about myself and will be releasing the future ones every other week, probably. Here's the link to his first post, and I would love it if you guys would check it out. Thanks again, Dave. And if you want to get in touch with Dave Payseno, Payseno. And thank you so much for that note, Dave. That's a super, super...
Payseno?
Payseno?
Yeah, Payseno.
Payseno? You know, I will always get every listener's name wrong.
Not going to work here anymore.
One of the things that I think is really interesting, and I found that some of the most ardent anti-war libertarians are
former
veterans.
Vets.
You know, my friend Doug Craig in Georgia. Chris Mayo, Danny Adams. Some of these guys have really, I mean, they were vets. Doug Harmon also. Three former chairmen of the Libertarian Party of Georgia were all vets, and some of them saw actual action.
Were they baby boomers too?
No, they're a little younger than that.
Because that's why my dad's so anti-war, because they, you know, lying about Vietnam and sure. You know, Gulf of Tonkin, and you know, basically
no, they
seeing
were,
his.
They were in the '80s.
Okay,
I believe Doug Desert Harmon was Storm in the, and in the Coast Guard. Doug Craig was on a nuclear submarine. Danny Adams was in Germany. I mean, he was there in peacetime, but it was still in the 80s where you didn't know what was happening.
You would
the
have
Cold
seen
War
it from 83 to 88. Saddam Hussein go to our greatest strategic regional ally and information hub to, you know, why didn't we go ahead and push him all the way back to Baghdad?
Right.
After the Kuwaiti oil fields. And so no wonder you would be. Yeah. Wait, I thought this was our friend. Rummy told me.
Rummy told me.
I could trust Saddam.
But I just think that's interesting that the most ardent anti-war libertarians that I found are veterans.
Absolutely. I think that you would be.
I think it's a great recruiting ground, honestly, just being in the military for so many of those guys.
I mean,
because they see what's wrong
in Iraq
firsthand.
I mean, how many Iraqi veterans have you talked to that come back and say, we're doing the right thing? They're either quiet about it or they're outright vocal and critical of it.
Yep. Or they're Adam Kokesh.
Yeah.
Insane.
Well, I mean, ardently anti-war.
They have that militant anarchist personality and can't stop talking about it.
A little too much. He was at the Antelope Club one night and I was having a meeting downstairs and I was like, maybe I should go up and meet him. No, I'm just going to sit here and keep talking to Cad.
That flight of stairs.
Flight of stairs seems real.
Those 18 steps are just way too
far.
Cost
too high, truth. Listen, if I really, you know, you should come down 9. I'll meet him halfway.
And I don't know why I feel that way. He may be a perfectly lovely person, and a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, love Adam Kokesh. But to me, I don't know what it is. There's just something where I'm just like, I don't want to meet that guy. I just have a desire.
There's something charming about Alex Jones's craziness, like militant mindset, because you're like, he sells water filters. Like,
he's hilarious.
You know, whereas Kokesh, you feel like he might snap.
He's just he's angry. Yeah.
I don't know. There's none of the slight likability about his anger and animosity.
That's why I don't know that I'd want to go to Porkfest or like it seems like so many of the black and yellows are just very angry people.
No, they're very peaceful, very calm, very, you know, especially when they got their weed.
Hey, Harry's pretty zen, you know.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm pretty zen, yeah.
I know. You two are
very chill.
Basically bitching it up over at the yoga. So
3 times a week.
Yeah,
three times a week.
Your demeanors have become very namaste since you've started your yoga.
You know what? We can touch our toes, man.
Yeah, you can. Harry's always been able to. I saw the Vermin Supreme Jersey Turnpiking on him. In drag, no less.
All right, now this may have echoes of our first question, so we don't need to spend a lot of time on it, but I thought that since it relates to the first one, we ought to answer it. It's very well written, very well thought out.
I was unbelievable. Like, I was amazed.
Dude,
the quality of our listeners is incredible.
Yeah. See, I have more. I talk to our listeners all the time. Greg is up in his ivory tower screeching.
No,
and so,
like, only
obviously
people that,
the ivory tower.
The people that like me message me and we talk all the time.
Right.
No one else does. And so you are like, you know, you only get complaint. Like, people won't complain to me. They'll complain. They'll go to you.
They'll never
address me directly. They'll go to Spangle and say, handle him.
I'm sure you get complaints about me all the time, too, though.
Never.
Really?
Nothing.
Maybe from Rob Kendall.
No.
I mean, know what just your response that you're going
to
be.
Yeah, they know. If you come to me with bitching, I'm just going to be like,
run along.
Yeah, get out of here, huh?
Run along.
Chop,
then.
Chop. Man talk.
By the way, if you're here, you need to go make me a sandwich. Thanks, Harry.
Can I get a scotch on the rocks?
That's right.
Yeah, Rob Kendall and I are currently having a beef. We're having a rap beef.
And it's not. We tried to make it a staged wrestling style feud,
and then
it got a little real.
But he doesn't. I don't know that he knows how to tease.
You two know exactly how to get to each other is the problem.
Oh yeah.
You know the exact right button to push, and you love to get as close to it as you can.
Well, one of the
rules
on it, you just don't mess with somebody's money. And he executed a work wrong and had to be put in timeout. And so I offered to take him out of timeout, and I friended him again after blocking him for several weeks.
And that was
weeks.
The worst thing you could do, because he shows me, he goes, I'm just going to let it sit.
Yeah, well, I rescinded it.
I know. And then he shows me that you took it away.
And so guess what? For somebody who has done a lot to help Mr. Kendall.
Hosted his show.
I hosted his show a long time ago. I've brought him on this program to the ire of our audience. When potential employers reach out to him for his dream job, I put him over. I say nothing but nice things. You know what I get in return? I get shitty comments on Facebook.
No good deed goes unpunished.
No. And so Rob Kendall is banned from We Are Libertarians until he apologizes for being so mean to me.
Publicly.
Publicly apologizes. He can come on the show.
Does he have to kiss your ring like Nick Sarwalk?
No,
did?
No. Nick knows his place.
Oh. I love it.
Now, Rob can come on We Are Libertarians and apologize. He can do it on Facebook. He can make a meme. But I need an apology.
I think you should require it be in meme form.
No, because
you just want to see a guy that doesn't meme all the time.
I'm benevolent.
I mean, he can reach out to you know who I bet he's friends with. I bet he's friends with the person we don't name.
Yeah,
who left us?
He abandoned everybody. Yeah. It's really sad. So, none of us have enough swag to hang out with Lord of Bucktown.
Blue filter.
Yep.
So many people. So many people are messaging me going, "Is Aaron okay?"
Me too. Yeah. That's what awesome. I get messaged about.
Who okay?
So funny.
Pick up the mic.
Who's okay?
You have to talk on the mic if you want to talk. Cat.
Come on, Cat.
Yeah. No,
we're going to be accused of being chauvinist if you don't pick up that microphone.
She refuses.
Here, I will do the ultimate feminist move, and I'll hold it.
Put that phallic thing right in her face.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Be a real feminist.
A little suggestive. Take it.
I'm just.
It isn't going to speak into itself, hun.
I've done a lot for I don't ask for much, and I take a lot. I am the punching bag of a lot of different people, and listen, if I ask you not to make certain jokes and you continue, I have to block you. Especially when I gently say several times after, if you don't quit, I'm going to block you. I wasn't kidding. And so now you're banned from my kingdom, a very powerful kingdom that has given you much. And if you want back in, you have to come and apologize. You have to come before me and
I wonder if he'll listen.
Listen, it's not about me, it's about the audience. He must come and apologize to the audience of We Are Libertarians for the slights against the Empire.
Virtue signaling.
he has
the greater good of the audience.
The audience is me, and I am the audience. Okay, and so
inseparable.
He has greatly offended all of us, and so I want the We Are Libertarians listeners to give him no quarter. Okay,
Fourth Amendment.
There will be no quarter for this traitor to the Empire. Until he comes and begs you for mercy. Okay? Are we all in agreement? It doesn't matter because...
It's your empire.
It's my empire.
I thought this was this is a dictatorship. Yeah, this is not a democracy.
No, you are here under...
You can vote.
You exist at my pleasure.
There's one ballot, one choice on it. I get to vote.
Yeah. Shocking outcome.
Sign your name.
We have a secret Facebook group that you can join by going to the front page of We Are Libertarians. And,
although you've been purging it lately.
I have had to, yes. Because
blocking a lot of purging in 2017 for Chris Fangel.
2017 is the year of blocked. We've blocked ex-girlfriends. We've blocked best friends like Rob Kendall. I've blocked Aaron. I've blocked...
No, he blocked you. He blocked all of us.
That's true.
He left us all.
Man, I've blocked a lot of people. I blocked chicks I've made out with on Saturday. I blocked a lot of people.
That was a good call.
That was a good call.
That was a good call.
Yeah. Listen, there's nothing worse than when someone comes over, you have a good time, and then they leave, and then you get a message from the boyfriend that you didn't know about.
I tried to warn you. I said, run. Cancel. Do whatever you can to get out.
Hey,
you don't know.
Hey, I was just at your apartment. What was happening in there? Absolutely nothing was happening in there, but he doesn't know that. So, and I'm never...
If you had the cameras hooked up, let me in.
Oh, the cameras are hooked up now, especially with all the new equipment and the threat of murder. I
tried to warn you.
I'm building the wall. Right.
Who hasn't been there, though?
See, here's the thing.
Exactly. Who hasn't been there?
We were discussing a woman for Greg, and I said, Greg, you cannot date this woman because I am attracted to her, which means she's insane. That is, if a woman is attracted to me or I am attracted to a woman, she is crazy. Would you say that's fair?
You have no interest in the ones that show it to you because they're too basic. So I don't like the ones that are like, you know,
simple's a better word.
Yeah, they're too simple. They're not. There's no drama. Spangle likes the drama.
Oh yeah.
I even when I don't want the drama, I'm just like,
you get bored if it's basic and you know, rom coms. Well,
I've got to have a mental challenge. So Kat, do some crazy shit before you leave, please. then you can enter my kingdom. And so.
Yes. I think you have that backwards. Weird,
right? I was going to say.
I mean, unless we're talking about a Miranda pegging thing like last week.
Listen, if you're going to come here, you must bring offerings.
No judgment.
We'll do that. We'll do that old trick where I give Greg the wink and I'm like, "Hey, I'm just going to talk to her. Why don't you get the fuck out?"
Like Grindley.
Yeah. Okay. So yes. This is yes. Rob Kendall. He will never be spoken of again until he comes and apologizes to the Empire. Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. This is from Alex. Hi, guys. I wanted to comment on Chris's view on multiculturalism and mass immigration, how it's somehow going to work out fine. I think it is a somewhat idealistic view of reality. Before you label me as an alt-right troll, I have been listening to this podcast since 2013, and I have identified as an ANCAP. However, the social phenomena that has been happening since the Crimea situation in my country made me question if the principled libertarian stance is robust enough against the aspects of human nature it's ignorant about.
God, we have smart listeners.
One such aspect, I believe that this young man may be somewhere from the Russian region because he has a very Russian last name.
He's from Ukraine, isn't he?
I don't know.
Well, you said Crimea, that would be northern Ukraine, now part of Russia.
He could be on the Russian side. I don't know.
He could have hacked Trump hacked Hillary.
We're reading this, and now we're Russians.
Hello, Lucifer.
I had Russian dressing on my salad today, so clearly
you're
I've
on the watch
hacked.
List.
Right. It's insane what's going on with this. It's crazy. One such aspect is why I disagree with the idealistic notion that you can let millions of people into your country without simultaneously moving toward a more totalitarian state. As you probably know, in the Republic, Plato... Greg's nipples just got so hard.
God, I love our listeners.
Abolishes.
This is actually my sock. I wrote this. So you're doing a wonderful job.
As you probably know, in the Republic, Plato abolishes the family because otherwise people would be more loyal to their families than to the state. If we were to arrange a person's relationships in the order of decreased loyalty, we'd have something like children, self, other relatives, people in the community, people of the same ethnic group.
It Takes a Village by Hillary Clinton.
Of the same country, the state. Now, Plato posits that in order for the state to work, it has to destroy all relationships with a higher loyalty ranking. You might be pointing out the obvious fact that the community comes before ethnicity. The sense of community is destroyed by urbanization. I think the multiculturalism is how the ruling elites are trying to destroy the ethnic factor of social cohesion. Every socialist regime has followed the blueprint of the Republic. Doesn't this study confirm it? Doesn't Hayek attribute the rise of Germany's totalitarian regime to the absence of a common culture among the unified German states and thus the need for the state to provide an artificial one? Here's a hypothesis. Here's a hypothesis. What if you need your ethnic core to be a dominant majority in order to preserve the culture? What if the new arrivals just won't adopt your culture unless the country is overwhelmingly populated by native people? I don't remember the name, but in my philosophy class, the professor mentioned a study which concluded that once a nation assimilates itself more than a certain percentage of foreigners, it ceases to exist. I didn't care 2 years ago if my race ceases to exist, but if that means our culture goes with us, I'm not sure I'm okay with that. Sure, if our culture is as good as I think it is, the new people will eventually develop it, but how much time will pass in the interior... This Russian speaks better English than I do.
Doesn't take much.
Interregnum.
Shamed.
Brett, you have an IQ of 180, supposedly.
I didn't say 180.
What is that word?
Which one? Undermined?
Interregnum.
Oh.
How do you say that?
But how much time will... I think he means interim.
Okay.
Because right. He's talking about time.
Yeah. Okay.
How
right.
much time will pass in the interim? All right.
I meant interim. I wrote ingenote.
Oh, there you go.
It's interregnum. Somebody Google that.
Strategery.
And doesn't it... listen, he may be smarter than me. It's 100%. Probable. This is very well written and nothing I could do. And doesn't it also imply that our particular system of beliefs is wrong since it undermines its own existence? This is the reality check. We don't live the ideal world where the state doesn't exist and immigration is controlled by private property. You might disagree with my premise that, in one, in order to preserve the culture, you need to be an overwhelming majority, or two, the state grows more totalitarian as social cohesion weakens. and the ethnic factor is a powerful social force against it. Or you might think that different ethnicities could have a better common culture naturally, evolve without the state intervention. I guess I'm a conservative pessimist, but show me a nation where that has happened. Interregnum is a period when normal government is suspended between the successive reigns or regimes. So I told you,
it's they know it there because it happens calendar. A lot in countries that don't have stable transitions. It's very popular.
Right,
it's that 15 minutes when the old president is already on his way out. He's sitting there with his wife watching the new one being sworn in. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. So Alex,
they just happen, and sometimes the transition never takes place in 99% of the other countries.
So great letter from Alex. Thoughts on this?
I mean, for me, that's the hardest thing is it's easy to be libertarian given our experience and given where we live. It is hard to say that borders don't work when you lived in Poland and you were cut up like a pizza between the Russians and the Germans. You know, it is something where reality and the theoretical just cannot be implemented. You end up in my opinion, you just end up inviting your demise. I will always believe that. Otherwise, you know, realistically, I would have no issue with pure democracy. The reason I am a constitutional Republican or a constitutional minarchist or whatever, you know, form you want to put that to, is because you have got to have concrete protections against mob rule and an institution you can go and have and say this is where it's being infringed and someone to adjudicate it. If you do not, it's on you. Justice is on you. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to live in that world. You know, and mob rule, if you don't have something to protect the growth of government, all we have shown, as soon as the United States had a revolution, we couldn't wait to throw the chains right back on of government. Like, human history is light revolutions and human liberty, and then, oh my God, where's the money coming from tomorrow?
Yep, the endless walls of peace and revolution will beat on forever.
Perfect. Harry Price, Satoshi Nakamoto. You didn't even do it in Japanese either. I'm so impressed.
Yeah, that's from the Japanese anime Gundam Wing Endless Waltz. Yeah, history is much like an endless waltz. The three beats of war, peace, and revolution will beat on forever.
It's just waves. Which side of the wave do you exist in? In my opinion,
at least until something like breaks up the beat, basically.
Like Trump,
like drops the beat, Harry.
Yeah, so there's got to be some white person that's got to be able to take us off this beat.
Well, white people usually
you know, this
do
guy won Michigan. For the first time.
All right, let's move on to the next question after I yawn. So talk to Mike yourselves.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be like, I feel like this is going in a direction that's bad because like, just because I believe what I believe doesn't mean it's right. Like, it's just what I believe. And so, like, that's, I get nothing but criticism from libertarians. So, like, I'm not sure I'm right. It's just my experiences and what I've read, and that's the way I see it developing. But I am open borders if everybody's playing by the same rules and there's no state to take advantage of.
I feel you. I feel you. I feel that, yeah. The ability to come in and everyone's plays on with the same rule book, yeah, that's what you want. It's close as fair as you can get.
Right.
It's when people come in and they try to use mob rule and use the state against you and they don't make it fair. That fear forces you, that fear makes you want to build a wall and stop and keep them from coming up because that's not playing fair. And if you have political enemies that would like to bring people in and give everything to these type of people to go again and then screw you back over an election, yeah, it's fair.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I joke about being Cherokee, but at the same time, I couldn't help but notice a wall would have been helpful at Plymouth Rock. You know, in hindsight, you know, then we got casinos, but it took a little while, and we had to go on a little walk for a bit under Jackson.
That walk would have been ruined by a wall. You have to go around that wall.
See, that's what, a lot of lessons from history are forgotten. And
no,
like,
you just have 84 lumber build the door.
That's a good point. I've seen Jurassic Park. They have one of those.
All right,
one of those grand entrances.
See the logo.
Let's do
a toured. Oh, God.
Let's do one more question because I've got to get to Target to buy cat litter before they close. Hey, listen.
What's wrong with Meijer? They're open 24 hours.
Meijer, I went. Uh-huh. I've been 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
And they're out of the cat litter.
Walmart's an exit down.
Why don't you just go Amazon?
It's Walmart.
Just Amazon Prime.
But it's at night.
You can get a subscription. It just shows up.
Walmart. Yeah. I do with dog food.
You're sitting there in a t-shirt and gym shorts, and you just ate an open mouth Chick-fil-A sandwich.
And
don't act elitist.
I'm not going to Walmart. Okay, that's where they go.
Oh, you just gotta, should go. You should go to the Beach Grove Walmart.
I
Which
love
day
it.
Is that? Is that Alex Jones's day?
No, yes. That's poor people. Okay, yeah, have you ever smelled a poor person? It's disgusting.
Don't you know we're in a very luxury apartment here?
We are
a poon palace, really.
Really,
I got that vibe when I walked in.
Yeah, I mean, she's
you were finally
it was
able
all
to
mic'd
walk in.
Up, right?
A lot of pheromones.
A lot of pheromones in here.
She's been squirming the whole time she's been in here. What do you got over there? What are you doing?
Kendall's doing some commentary.
What do you mean? Did somebody leak this already?
Wait.
Where's the Russians?
We can't mention. It's another name we can't mention.
I can't. He can't.
Who?
I can refer to RK.
No. He said that.
I'll say Rob's name. I like
him. Okay.
Listen, I don't want people to misunderstand me. I like Rob, and Rob is one of my friends. Rob hurt my feelings, and he needs to come and apologize for it.
To the listeners. And for the greater good.
To the listeners.
Publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably on his show for an entire segment.
Listen, he humiliated me in public, and so now he must come and apologize in public. Otherwise,
eye for an eye.
Otherwise, he can't come and be a part of the We Are Libertarians Empire, which has done a lot of good things for him. I have done a lot of good things for him. I never pursued Haley for one.
That was an inconvenient picture that got sent on Snapchat.
Listen, he had every right to be mad about that. It was a mistake. I was sending it to a coworker.
He said, look at this watch. Does that look weird? Look how small this thing is on the airplane.
It was a picture of dick and balls with funny glasses on it, and it was
easy to classic,
right? Yeah, classic.
It was for Jeff, not for Haley. So
of course, it was for Jeff.
I like Rob, and he hurt my feelings, and I think I'm owed
get it worked out.
I'm owed an apology.
We will have a ginger beer summit between the two of you.
That's right. So I like Rob, but he needs to do what's right here.
For the listeners.
I've never met Rob.
You've never met Rob Kendall? You'd love Rob Kendall.
Rob will tell you.
He's your kind of guy.
If you're not up to speed on Rob, just wait a few moments. Rob will tell you all about Rob. Especially about his greatest love and the person that he loves the most, Donald Trump.
I was gonna say Bruce.
Whom he met once. Bruce.
I did listen to Greg.
Listen,
Bruce is a close second.
I have not blocked Bruce. Bruce is a good boy. Bruce deserves.
He is our emotional support animal.
He is
a donor.
As through this emotional time where Rob and I have been beefing and having a rat beef, I have relied on Bruce a lot. He and I message back and forth. I tell him what a good boy he is, and he lets me rub his belly. And he's helped me through some tough times.
I sent nudes.
I sent him nudes of my cat's asshole. Lauren writes, so one final question so I can make it to get cat litter.
Tarjay.
That's the funniest. That's worse than the premium firewood at Menards before 10. The bagged firewood, I'm sorry.
Of course. Yeah.
Scented.
Listen, they have compressed firewood, the compressed sawdust that's $2.98, and you get 6 logs. It burns real hot. It burns real clean. And it's a Chris Spangle recommended product.
Spearmint scented.
So no spearmint. It smells like nothing because it's sawdust. There's no crackling. It has no character to it, but it makes a lovely flame. So please go to Menards today and pick up some. What is it called?
It's non-firewood firewood.
It's like green energy firewood.
Oh God, I hate it.
Yep.
That's why to work in the plug.
That's right. If
is that Greg the new show sponsor?
No.
That would be awesome.
No. I'll tell you, more details coming. Just a preview. This is the funniest thing ever. Our buddy Aaron is sponsoring the podcast, not the one we don't talk about it anymore. But our friends who run a hop farm in Bartholomew County. So they produce hops for beer making.
For all the Bronco breweries.
Yep.
Nice.
And so we will be doing an interview with them, and we'll be doing maybe some We Are Libertarians lives down there at the hop farm. I said, I do not drink. Is that a problem? And they said, no, we do it enough for you. hey, this is from Lauren. Lauren is a very nice listener. Hey, listening to your podcast on LGBT and the Panama Papers a long time ago. These are very old, stale letters that I've dusted off, and so we need some fresh ones. So get us some dank emails.
Some spicy emails.
at editor@wearelibertarians.com. Seth made a statement that the only moral exchange is completely voluntary. I've been a libertarian, a minimal statist, for about a decade, and I'm an attorney and business owner in Boise, Idaho, and this undefined term of voluntary has plagued me since my first liberty event in 2007. What is the scope of voluntary? Libertarians are good about the answer in extremes, but awful in the middle. If you ask, if you take a job you hate, and most of us aren't,
Howard Roark from Atlas, or from Fountainhead.
Never read it. So you can earn a minimal living. I've got cat litter to buy, okay? I don't have time to read 800-page novels, okay, about by some old
There's
bitch.
A rape scene.
Fountainhead's only
She was a sexual freak.
And Ayn Rand.
Sick to think about, because given her picture, but...
Yeah.
Well, knowing Chris's proclivities, was she somebody's stepsister?
Don't you... Listen,
she
you,
did flee Nazi-era totalitarianism.
You have issues. Don't make liberal. Me... Like, yeah. I'm some sort of freak. This is the hottest new rage in all of pornography, okay? And it's not actual stepsisters.
It's tough being a trendsetter in the first of the wall.
It's not actual stepsisters. They're porn stars
what?
Pretending, yeah. And it's hilarious.
I can't believe
the
that.
The acting is so bad. It's like this girl's like, I'm going to magic school.
You just offered a critical review of the acting in stepsister porn.
In the middle of a listener email, by the way.
I know.
You got distracted. Right. The acting is terrible, decide. Really. Right. I can't
totally
get over it.
Unbelievable.
I'm still triggered.
is it voluntary? Is it voluntary if you're limited by a natural market barrier? Natural market barriers, the only baker in town. What threshold of information on asymmetry could alter the voluntariness of an exchange? I think the liberty movement remains limited by this gray area in ethics. What do you think? If you are in Boise, Idaho, check out Lauren McConnell and see her for all your lawyerly needs. Now... Listen, maybe you, I don't know what kind of attorney she is, but I'm sure if you're in Boise, you got some problems. You got, you know, a DUI or a child thing or, you know, go check her out. like child support problems, what's, you know? I'm trying to give her a plug, okay?
Those are several different, like, specialties. So.
Well, I don't know what she is, so I was trying to cover many
of
them.
Is it O-R-E-N or A-U-R-E-N?
L-A-U-R-E-N. Of course it is.
Not
we have many female. We have many female.
Not necessarily. W is for men.
It's current year.
W or O R E N.
L O R E N.
Unless they're one of those creative spellers, which I fucking hate.
Bittner, do I need to get more Chick-fil-A? All
you
right.
Like.
Now let's go to
Spangle. We've been lying. It's not even in the top. It's nowhere on here. You're Shane kidding? Did the great honor of pulling up the list of.
Shane, of course, has the YouPorn analytics handy at all times.
Oh, it's 2015 though.
Oh,
I have a feeling this is a relatively new development.
About, he's talking about it's
cutting edge porn.
No,
cutting edge.
So here's
leading edge.
Avant garde.
Here's what I surmise happened. Okay, you've got the backroom casting couch phenomenon of 2015, which was how high was BCC on that list right there.
Which is how this place looks.
You just knew the the terminology.
Backroom casting couch.
Not on it.
Not on that list in 2015.
Number one is lesbian. Two is teen.
Okay, that's creepy.
Where's Seth when you need him?
Right.
We have MILF up there in the top. Ebony is in the top five.
Yeah, Harry. Sure.
Harry's Hentai, top six.
No, it isn't.
Hentai is in the top
six.
Well,
I mean, Harry's got to do something.
Yeah.
He's got two,
it's
though.
Cake.
It's not fair. He's got two in the top ten.
Ebony
and
Hentai.
Yeah, there's... Female Friendly is up there?
What? Oh, that's like the sappy...
Love story or
yeah,
something?
Like,
I don't know.
You like the soft music
Never
cat?
Seen it.
You like a nice romantic theme? Yeah.
So is it like HBO kind of
no,
stuff that they put on?
It's hardcore, but it's got like... in the background.
And the
did you know that from memory, or did you just make up a little jingle?
I just made up a jingle.
That was good.
But I've got one in my head that I... That
cartoon is a new one on this list. What is the difference between cartoon and hentai?
American
well,
and Japanese.
American and Japanese. Because the difference of Scooby-Doo and Naruto. That's,
gotcha.
That's your difference.
The okay.
One is
see if you like
right
Hanna-Barbera.
But they both made the top 15.
Well, because, you know, if you like one, it's an easy jump to the other. Or if one doesn't go through enough extreme, like if you want a little bit more tentacles, you just
You've
go
never
to
been curious
if
about
you don't
Asian?
Wanna...
A cartoon Asian?
Never a cartoon Asian.
Never occurred to you that I could handle a cartoon Asian.
So,
I have not.
All right, yeah. So back to the plot.
Yeah,
so
back
backroom casting couch stopped putting out new videos on all the free sites, and so people had to go elsewhere, and so they naturally filtered over to stepsister porn. You know,
where else would you go?
Right, kinky family. You got to get on it.
Well, we've already created a subcategory in Bucktown.
Bucktown,
Prout and Sprowler.
Prowler and Sprout. We will soon have our favorite redneck girl, Hannah, on, who has two uncles named Prowler and Sprout. Christian names, mind you. Okay, not nicknames. Given names.
Yeah. Birth. Government acknowledged.
I'm going to have to see.
I got the documents.
I need to see the documents, you guys.
You're sounding like Trump. I need to see your long form birth certificate.
We started talking about porn, and Kat's really going to town on that bottle.
You're not even kidding.
She's giving a hand job to that bottle.
Yeah, that's
true. She's so red.
She is.
I do have the top 10 for 2016 now.
All right, let's go. All right, here, let's hear it.
All right, here we go. Number 10 is Japanese. Mm-hmm. Which does so? Does hentai fit into that?
Yeah.
No.
It's
an umbrella.
It's completely different. Yeah.
Number 9 is massage.
What? Yeah.
The massage ones are nice.
What
number
do you guys
8
watch?
Is hentai.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here.
Harry seems
number 7 is cartoon. So cartoon made a jump of 11 spots over 1 year.
That seems so weird to me.
Number
that's like the Simpson porn stuff
mom.
That you see on ads, and you're like, gross.
Right.
Did you guys just hear number 6?
No.
Mom.
Is that where the mom and the daughter, the mom, like, some... This is the...
What?
Mom.
It's the funniest thing to me.
Not stepmom.
And you know the example? They used Claire Huxtable, and that's racist.
That's like the funniest thing when you see, like, oh, I just caught you with your boyfriend. Oh, you're not doing that right. Let me teach you. Like,
you could do a podcast
number
on porn
analysis.
Number 5
is stepsister.
Oh.
See? We're going up.
You move from not
next
on the
year,
charts
from
in unranked to number five.
Well, yep. I take it back. You're not. You have no odd fetishes.
Nope. I do not. I'm very, very
vanilla stepsister.
Super vanilla.
Teen dropped down 2 spots to number 4.
See,
well,
that's
stepsister
surprising.
And teen.
No, it's different.
MILF is at number 3. Which what's the difference between MILF and mom?
Well,
both
you don't want to fuck mom.
Both.
Set up. It's all about the script.
The script.
Production value.
Number 2 is stepmom.
See?
There's a lot of mom stuff going on.
Some weird mom
right
shit.
Now. And number 1 is still lesbian.
Game of Thrones has had a cultural effect.
Yep.
It has had it. Like in, what was the other one that had it in it?
Full Lannister.
Oh, no. Boardwalk Empire. Jimmy Darmody. Or I think that was his name.
I don't remember that.
You didn't
one.
Watch that with Steve Buscemi?
It's been forever. So back to Lauren's thoughtful email.
Yeah.
Now that you've had
basically,
Lauren.
Are you free in a society without stepsister porn? How can you have freedom if you don't know what true freedom is with it?
She's probably like
dying.
Lauren wrote this probably a year ago, and she's been waiting every episode. When are they going to get to mine?
She's probably already given up.
I'm going to share this with my friends and family when they finally read my letter, and then we ruin it with stepsister
porn.
It's
like when Mayo's on to talk about homeschooling.
Well, that was the funniest episode we ever done.
The creation of little Brett Bittner.
It's true.
He just kept farting and laughing uncontrollably every time it was like Brett was trying to talk about people that he knows and the unschooling movement, and you're just like
it was about a year ago, and Brett was on. We were talking about homeschooling, and Brett said that he had a Kentucky waterfall.
And then all of a sudden, you couldn't get out of your head him waddling down the street with a mullet and a backpack on, and one of those hats that had a spinner on it.
What is a Kentucky waterfall?
It's a mullet.
It's a mullet.
But a little bit of like a poofy, like 80s spike.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's got some height to it.
It's teased out in front. it's hot. It's got teased out, okay?
Okay. Billy Ray. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Right. Kentucky Waterfall. Total Billy Ray.
And so...
I had one, too.
You can go back to the bottle. Right now, she's got her hands crossed. Like she's uncomfortable.
No. Go back.
I'm so worried.
She feels judged.
No, you weren't judged. You're encouraged.
You were encouraged, exactly.
And then he said he learned at his own pace, which he meant an accelerator program, but I took to mean short bus. So,
that's when the pacemakers were born.
The Air Georges.
Greg photoshopped some white Velcro shoes. Said the little Brett Bittner pacemakers on sale now.
Well, we're doing a Kickstarter.
I don't like shoelaces.
Honestly, if they weren't such pedophile shoes, who would wear shoelace shoes?
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, they're a pain in the ass. Like, Bud, it's like, oh, God, you're either downs or you pedophile. Pedo sevens on fleek.
I do have a pair of those at home, though.
Do you?
Yeah, from Halloween costume.
See? It's always. What were you? Pee Wee Herman?
No, the Joker. Insane Asylum Joker.
Right.
So I had a straight jacket. And,
perfect.
Yeah. It fit the whole.
Should I just read this again?
No, she's talking. Yeah, I know what she's talking about.
So libertarians are good about the extremes, but if you can earn a minimal living, there's natural market barriers. What threshold of information on asymmetry could alter voluntariness of an exchange? I think the liberty movement remains limited in this gray area in ethics. What do y'all think? So,
it's a complex question.
Right. So Seth was talking about something that was completely philosophical, mm-hmm. but what if your choices are limited in your local area? The market is limited.
Well, I mean, in anything, because you're a human, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to eat to live. And so your hunger is a burden that you don't have the option. Are you free from work? Are you free from self-preservation? You know, it's that those animal instincts that motivate you into the burden and the slavery of having needs. And so you, on a grander scale in developing that, that's the argument for the unionization and the argument against or for mandatory unions. Because they're saying when it doesn't do any good to make voluntary choice for unions, it doesn't help the cause at all. It has to be mandatory because people can only be hungry for so long. Like, they can only strike for so long against mm-hmm. the people. Like, eventually, we have to cave. They have the upper hand regardless because they have the capital.
Right.
And so that's sort of what this is getting into, is at what level of basic needs being met are you actually free? You know, at what basic level, like someone who was born in East Chicago, in Indiana, just like basically a war-torn area, are they really free to do whatever they want with their life? Because their day-to-day life is only thinking about survival. So do they have actual freedom until their basic safety needs are met? It's sort of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, once you climb up to certain levels, you get to like where we are, basic white. You know, we can think about what we want to do with our lives. That isn't an option for somebody who's, you know, doing James Neese dumpster diving urban survivalism, mm-hmm. but for real, not as a choice.
Subsistence living.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's an interesting conversation to have.
So it's funny that that's the way that you took it, because I actually kind of took it from in the way that the question was presented and the context with regard to the specific episode with Seth, where that was discussed. I took it to mean, are you actually free to do something different when you're being discriminated against?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
it means both.
Right, it does. So what I saw, though, is, and I'm going to go back to my friend John, we went for a Adopt-a-Highway cleanup. And one of the jokes was that it was a good thing we were there on Saturday, because Monday through Friday, black people weren't allowed at the lunch counter. And that actually sparked the conversation that we had, where we would prefer the overt racism, because then you know that you're not tacitly supporting a racist with your dollars. And so
Scarlet letters for people.
Well, not necessarily scarlet letters, but that they are choosing to out themselves rather than hiding behind it and then, quote unquote, being forced to serve someone. But in actuality, the victim there is the person who is tacitly supporting something that they are, you know. So I go back to, if you guys remember the 2008 election, there was a bar in Georgia that sold some T-shirts that portrayed Barack Obama as a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
That place was called Mulligan's. They are actually in Marietta. It used to be the closest bar to my house when I lived there. I could go several other places, but it was the closest. But because of the way that they
sold T-shirts with Barack Obama as a monkey.
Not necessarily. That was one of the things.
I mean,
That's what made me aware of them. But they hung signs like Border Patrol eats for free. They always had something terrible about brown people, whether they were Hispanic or Muslim, on their road sign. And so what it did for me was it told me that by them expressing their views, that it was a place that I didn't want to go and I didn't want to support.
As a signaling mechanism.
I would go someplace else. I had other choices, though, and I think that's kind of where Lauren's going with her question, is if that were the only place in town,
yep,
what would you do? Well, personally, I would focus on the fact that that's what they are and build something that's the antithesis of that to drive everybody who doesn't support that away.
Now, what if you did and they didn't want it?
That could very well be the case. But
and you're still not free.
You're still not free, but neither are the patrons. I mean, they're going to have to find something different.
But they can be because the ones that go there and support it and don't have a problem with it are you voting with their dollars.
Sure.
But that's only necessity.
But that's only with a full awareness. That's only with 100% transparency about the ownership views.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that in a society where it isn't, where you're forced to serve.
Where there are like laws that hate speech laws or laws that prevent
public accommodation.
Yeah,
and
instead
those kind
of you know, like with Hobby Lobby, no one anticipated that businesses like you know sales at Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby would skyrocket and
right.
choosing. To be anti-RFRA and those types of decisions or anti-gay marriage is a marketing tool now because you're, you know, all of a sudden, oh, that's where I want to go because they believe like I do.
The Mystic Pizza people,
mm-hmm.
if you remember the story of Northern Indiana and they were asked if they would serve pizza at a gay wedding.
Loaded question.
Right.
Completely loaded.
Let that sink in. And they said no, and they were just kind of they were targeted.
Gays don't like pizza?
Yeah.
Well, and that was a reporter calling around to every place in Northern and rural anywhere trying to find a place to say no.
Right.
That wasn't somebody actually looking for it. It was just somebody looking for a story.
Yeah. Oh, right. I see. Mm-hmm. So they were provoking.
Right. Yes. They were trying to find the one place that would say no and then write a story about it.
They ended up getting an $800,000
from Glenn Beck's listeners.
Yep. Glenn Beck especially.
So, and on that point with, I'll take it a little different route. About 20 years ago, everything changed. So we have the internet now. Basically, you can do anything from anywhere. You can buy and sell on Amazon, on eBay, whatever it may be. You can create your own career now. Whereas in these impoverished areas where there's not a lot of business, yeah, it's going to be hard fighting for the jobs that are available.
Internet,
nothing
even.
Stops you from going to the Dollar General, buying stuff for dirt cheap, and then flipping it on eBay.
Yeah, anyone,
nothing stops right. you from doing...
From the entrepreneurial
from
aspect
the,
of
right.
it.
Right. And yeah. that's what we should be... Preaching in those places.
And showing it, demonstrating. Right. You know, that's the real thing is they're unaware that there is someone that's done it.
Right.
Right.
And with, like, for instance, I went into a Dollar General not too long ago. They had a ton of bathroom cleaner that's $6 at the Meijer by my house for a dollar. Tell me you can't buy six cases of those for, yeah, it's going to cost $75 or whatever, but you're going to flip that on eBay, mm-hmm. sell it for $4, and
arbitrage,
it'll all be
yeah.
gone in 3 days.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, that's the thing is
Amazon FBA.
Every resource that you need to scale out of any level of poverty in the United States exists.
Right.
But every resource in Aleppo doesn't because you're hiding inside. You have to be hiding.
Right.
So there isn't the opportunity to go out and go to the library and use public resources. So like, yeah, you're right. There isn't any excuse that's valid here.
Right.
There just isn't one. There are a lot of cultural pressures. There are a lot of societal pressures. And truth be told, the people that do make it out don't go back because they never believed like the cultures and the societies and communities they're in anyway. So they rarely, like you look at, what was the BET founder? He moved out.
Harry.
White flight.
Sorry, I was distracted by your cat destroying Shane's headphones. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Did she chew them up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tried to stop her, but it was too late. The damage was done.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Cats are the worst.
Cats. Yeah. Cats suck.
They really do.
Well, why are you laughing about that?
Because that's the only thing you can do. What am I going to do? Hit the cat?
Oh, and those are
still connected.
All right, good. Here, there's some here,
protective outer layer so you don't electrocute yourself.
That is what I.
Yeah,
that is what
exposed.
I use to.
Harry, get the duct tape.
That's oh, what good. I water will be on. That'd be even better.
Go get it. Let's fix his headphones for him. Come on now. Your technical director here.
There's a lot of interesting ways to look at that because, one, it is such a. It is so core and foundational that it's hard to scale that out to practical discussions. Because I don't, you know, you could say, are libertarians, do they support any type of welfare state? And there's no easy way to say that. You know, they're pro-charity. It's just not government-sponsored and enforced.
Right.
You know, so they admit there's a need for basic necessities to be met. It's an argument over how best to do it, not whether or not it's necessary to be free. And that gets lost because it's hard to message that succinctly and in a way that's appealing because people love government guarantees.
And a way to fit on a bumper sticker.
Yeah. And often when you talk about the government not doing something, it's perceived that you just don't want it to be done. Right.
Why do you want sick kids with cancer to die, Brett, since you don't want to offer S-CHIP? You know what I mean? Like, you're immediately on the defense. And that's the dilemma of libertarian messaging sucks. Like, it's impossible to give an uplifting message because it's, listen, I am not for cancer kids dying. I am for paying for it out of my own
pocket.
And
when you're explaining, you're losing.
Yes, right. Every time.
Yep.
And that's why we're just at a natural disadvantage.
Harry, less talky, more fixy.
And when... lost my train of thought there.
So, he does that.
Yeah, the racism was just so strong.
It just hit me like a brick wall. It
was typical millennial feeling bad for the guy that it was the target.
It wasn't racism. He's the technical director of We Are Libertarians. There's been an outrage. Mittens has destroyed another thing. I feel terrible. Uh-huh. And Harry can fix it.
As if your marriage wasn't enough.
Yeah, no kidding. there was one. You know why we got muffins? Fix his headphones, Harry. What are you doing?
You have to take my kid out and have to go fix it. That electrical tape's going to do nothing but cause noise in his headphones. And then it's going to be my fault that his squat's not at deaf. And he's going to be on Instagram getting made fun of. And it's going to be my fault.
This all sounds great for us. You still haven't explained why you're not doing it.
There's white duct tape, and I've got some black electrical tape as well. Harry, where's the black electrical tape?
Why is your electrical tape black? Mine's like gold, different colors, you know, supporting people.
Here you go. Catch. All right, there you go. That'll keep it nice and
won't get electrocuted.
Pure. Right, now I won't get shocked at least. It might have helped though. Low part of the squat.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
God, that guy. What the hell is that? It's like Mike Pence put a clamp on him.
Got rid of that little bit of gay there.
I'm sorry, Evan. We can't be friends anymore.
Put them on, Evan, or you're not sitting at this table.
Where's the razor blade? Harry, where's the razor blade? Is it right behind
this
you?
This is really concerning out? You.
The razor. Is it next to your suicide note?
Yes. It's right behind you, Harry.
This is captivating radio.
Listen, I'm
sure
very...
everybody's loving every
This is a lady with tech support. How can I help you? Have you tried restarting the machine?
But you are like, because libertarians are awful. Like, one, because some libertarians like to help people out, but they do not like to toot their own horn.
Right.
A lot of them go out and just do things, and they don't. But when they do stuff,
they don't virtue signal.
Right, they don't virtue signal, or they don't do it in the name of libertarianism. I am giving out, you know, food here on Thanksgiving in the name of libertarianism. They don't do that. They just do it like, well, I did this. Bye.
Yeah. What's funny about that is you'll see the pushback from other libertarians when you suggest that you go and do something. You know,
as
let's
a group,
just say
in the name
adopt a highway to actually virtue signal and actually point to libertarians doing things for people.
It's called marketing.
That's not people, what we do.
Yeah.
That's always the response that I get. That's not what we do.
Don't Christians pray in public before they eat? You don't think that's marketing? Is any coincidence that institution's been around so long and is, you know, so huge? Even though Christ says specifically not to wear it on your sleeve?
So they send Catholics to bars for marketing. Episcopalians go to places to eat.
It's a multi-pronged strategy.
So they just try to get people. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You just meet them where they are. And then, that's Catholic. We do that here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So libertarian, yeah. That's what I do. Like, the wall, we love them. And we love libertarians all about walls. Just join me and vote how I tell you and shut up. No, but I mean, that's...
It is that, called wall.
So. Yeah, exactly. We're very big tent libertarians. We take Hitler. We take Richard Spencer. We take them all. Got two undercut kids.
Let's
not joke about that because then I get...
Yeah, you always get the hate.
I get 8 million hyperventilated because they don't understand... Because these children listening don't understand your jokes.
Hitler is...
They think you're serious.
They think I'm a Nazi.
Right. They think that you're alt-right. They think that you're Richard Spencer loving...
Who are these people? Like, and please message me and I'll talk to you. I won't get hostile.
Right.
My last name is Zollner and I do have an undercut.
You do?
Yeah. He's very German.
Strapping young chap.
As you heard earlier.
The kind you'd want to model an army after.
Listen, Greg...
No, I have the wrong eye color.
Yeah.
Greg had family that died in the Holocaust.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm finishing it.
You're not going to finish it?
They fell out of the guard tower.
You ever come up with something in your head that you're like, you get ready to sound the mic and you like pull back and say like, whoa, I think
no,
I just went too
never.
Far.
Nope,
you shouldn't. I just did.
Do you listen to, do you listen to the show?
I have, and I just went, whoa, I can't believe I said that.
What was it here? You're allowed to say whatever you want.
See, you shouldn't hold back, though.
Well, it was the whole thing like that because, like, my wife, you know, she's German heritage. Her last name is German. That's what she is, you know, and I just wanted to. I was getting ready to make a joke, like, no, we're very accepting of Germans. That's why I'm, you know, I'm helping out with the white genocide. You know, I'm taking them out. One
it's covert.
At a time.
It's underground.
Hair. So if you can't
respect
joke about
that.
Something, it's never going to go away.
You know, the real honorable people are the ones that infiltrate and never reveal that they're actually doing it. And so that's why I have so much respect for Harry.
Congratulations on... I'm not going to say it.
Oh. All snowflakes all of a sudden.
One.
No, go ahead, Spangle. You encouraged Harry to do it. You may as well.
Congratulations. Yep. No, I can't do it. It's too racist.
No, go ahead.
That's racist that you're protecting Harry thinking he can't handle it.
How dare you.
Congratulations on...
Oh God, he's such a racist.
I know.
Wow.
I'm editing
and people
that
get
out.
Mad about my Hitler jokes.
Yeah. By the way, Lace and I were having a little girl.
Congratulations.
Gunther.
Yeah, Gunther. Gunther. I'm gonna pronounce it Gunther.
Are you gonna put the two little dots above the U?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
It's called an umlaut, Greg.
Yeah. Are you gonna put the windmill of friendship and toleration next to it?
Oh, but yeah, all through the nursery, actually.
Awesome.
Now, Harry, are you kidding?
What?
Are you really naming your daughter Gunther?
Yeah. What's wrong with it? Yeah, you saw in the it's a boy and a girl name. You saw the inside the group. A great photo of a great Gunther. Okay, I told you.
Wait, are we talking about Gunther Gable Williams?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I've never heard.
Did you just assume his gender?
No, I just said the name.
If I were a teacher in elementary school and Gunther, your parents named you Gunther?
Yes.
Are your parents nerds?
Yes.
Here, I'm going to give you this. It's a podcast they're going to like.
Yeah. Yes, my dad's the technical director of a libertarian podcast. I never had a shot.
Can I have my breakfast stamp?
First off, their parents won't be nerds. I'm a nerd. Lacey's a dork. There's a big difference.
What is the difference?
She doesn't curate or get real nerdy. She just appreciates the culture and can joke along.
Oh, okay.
She's a go-along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing wrong with it. It's just not her thing.
Gotcha.
But she gets along with it. She thinks it's funny.
So
hang out at Gen Con.
So she like she goes LARPing, but she doesn't dress up. She just stands on the side and laughs?
She does not go LARPing. I've pulled her, put her in different costumes. Actually, used her.
She didn't sign up for the Free State Project.
Liberty LARPing.
You guys are not going to go together. It's so weird.
So she's a wallflower at a LARPing convention.
It's more Looking Glass. So she's a voyeur.
Let that process. You're a wallflower at a LARPing convention. You may be the most shy, awkward person ever, Lacey.
Well, no. It's fun to just be like, oh my God, look at them go, those crazy little bastards. You know, it's like at Ball State, they used to have a bar where there was crab racing, and I didn't so much enjoy it as I enjoyed watching the people root for their crab shit-faced on $2 Bush Lights.
All right, let's do one last.
That is a question. Sometime we should flush out more. Yeah, it's a big question.
Yeah, that question deserves
a long talk. Yeah.
Well, I deleted it, so we're screwed now.
Nah, it's an age old debate. No, different kinds of freedom.
I do have it.
See, if we use if I get Trello up and running, you can just like save it forever.
Well, I gave you
yesterday.
I gave you a Trello roadmap, and you've not completed you've not built it.
Time I allowed for it to happen, it was down. I was sitting in the doctor's office. I was like, I'm ready to do
always
this.
Always an excuse. We just got done saying there's no excuse for not having success here.
Yep. I'm
if
just saying.
Anybody has ever made it, like.
I finally gave him a chance. And he failed. So it's just sad. This comes from Tyler. This is sent this month.
Not Ted Western.
This is in like the last week. So we're very current. This is a fresh question from Tyler that he emailed to editor@wearelibertarians.com. Dear leader, as a more recent convert to libertarianism, I found myself in a very interesting place. I'm an employee in a public school, and many of my friends are center-right neocons, some of whom are members of the local GOP. Nearly everyone I know benefits from either a government job or subsidies. How can I breach this topic with them and help them to see the market is better, that the market is better than government? Well, here's the problem with your question. Let me start with this, okay?
Ain't gonna happen.
let me start with
it. Get the government out of our Medicare.
You're trying to tell your friends that they shouldn't be such government leeches, and yet you work at a public school. So they're never going to accept as long as you.
He voluntarily works there.
He's sucking off the public tit. Tyler, come on, man.
Aren't we? Shouldn't we just start with screaming taxation is theft until everybody just
succumbs? No, I wish we would stop saying taxation is theft. Oh,
what?
It literally only works in the choir.
Do you want any libertarians to listen to this show, Greg?
I do, but like I want to grow, and every time I've tried that, because I've tested this, and it's immediate shut me down. I have on Republicans, and it's immediately like, oh God, here he goes again.
I don't think
they zone out.
Tell me more about ANCAPs.
Yeah,
I don't know that anybody does. Do people actually say taxation is theft seriously? Because I thought it was just a meme.
No,
no, but you'll say in a conversation like, what's the? Would you describe the difference between taxation and theft, like in a policy discussion with the Republican? And then it's, well, of course, I mean, taxes are the price we pay for a civilized society, like Justice Wendell Holmes said. And it's just like, do you not realize you're a small government, air quotes, small government constitutional conservative that is a total hypocrite? Mm-hmm. And then you've lost them completely.
Yep.
And then it goes, but what about the sick kids in the hospital?
Boom, emotion every time. Emotion. You got to have no emotion.
No emotion.
And that's when you go right after their church. Rest of their go to church.
That's like, how you win people over. Attack their church.
Yep. Attack their church. Well,
then attach their livelihood.
Yep.
Then break them down completely.
Yeah.
That's the triumvirate right there. Their religion. Their livelihood.
Holy Trinity
and the
of libertarianism.
Yep.
The roads, religion, and livelihood.
Roads, religion, and livelihood.
You want the red pill? Yeah.
You just keep poking at them until you get them.
Until you've broken them their will to live.
Just get them.
You're going to go open an organic Dogecoin farm in Keene. Don't worry. You don't need customers. We just eat the pumpkins at their pumpkin festival.
That's funny.
Forcibly as they're thrown at you.
Yes.
See, so here's my problem with this is that he works at a public school, and yet he wants to tell other people that they shouldn't do what he's doing.
Don't get into that. That's getting distracted by the details, and it's a logical fallacy.
What?
It's a logical fallacy to attack their character because what they're saying is still true, could still be true, regardless of their, their position.
I don't think that you come out and say, so I'm doing to you what you probably shouldn't do, which is like, hey, you're being hypocritical. You believe that there should be lesser government, but you're drawing from the taxpayers' teat. And people like, if you're on Maya's extreme, would say that you are you're violating the NAP. You are aggressing against people by stealing from them because taxation is theft. You should be shot and killed. And all the way to somebody who says, yeah, we need public schools. We just need them to be charter schools.
Which privately administered.
Right, which may be more of a Republican stance. I do think that you have to examine your own personal beliefs. If you personally believe that working for the government or drawing some sort of government subsidy is antithetical to your personal values, then you have to examine the way in which you live. Now, we all do hypocritical things. I myself am a huge hypocrite. Why are you shaking your head so hard, Harry? So we all do hypocritical things, and so we're all trying to progress towards being a better realization of our beliefs and values. But if you personally believe that taking taxpayer dollars is wrong, then you yourself have to model that behavior first and foremost. And I think that as libertarians, sometimes we are very quick to explain to people how to live as opposed to showing them how to live.
Or helping them figure out how the right way is to live.
Right.
Because that's the only way you ever change a mind.
Right.
No, like, just no one ever really wants to hear your opinion. Like, when they ask you for it, they just want to tell you what they're thinking and then for you to validate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So one of the other things that you can do is, in addition to pointing, rather than pointing to it and actually walking the walk, as we've talked about before,
mm-hmm.
Is you just have to ask a series of leading questions. You have to ask the questions. You already know what their answer is going to be, mm-hmm. using their ideology, their words. But you have to ask them the questions that are going to make them realize that realize your point, rather than trying to force them to believe just based on the fact that you are going to explain it to them over and over and over again, or you're going to, as we like to joke, screech autistically, or you are going to just scream taxation is theft until they relent. Those things don't actually work.
You've never seen a private road, really?
But if you don't actually have that conversation where you do talk about those things, then you're not going to be able to get them there. But it's all about offering them the opportunity to come to the conclusion on their own, because they don't come to the conclusion on their own. Even if they do come around, they can be easily swayed by somebody else. Mm-hmm. If they do come to the conclusion on their own, or feel like they came to it on their own, because you led them there, they're going to feel as if they are the ones that came up with the idea.
It has to be in a safe environment, too.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You can't be on a Facebook
discussion.
You can't draw
them into a den of libertarians where four of the other people at the table are going to attack them when they aren't quite sure that they're ready to accept what you're talking about.
And right. That's a real problem we have, is our terminology is so different than the status quo. I mean, it is radically different in how we discuss things and talk about things. You know,
we're trying to show that we're the smartest person in the room most of the time,
which is the biggest mistake, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah, you also got to watch how you talk to, and you got to put seeds there, you know, so when they're ready to hear the message, they're there. And you've got to watch out when you do it.
And it's not a one-hit win. You're not going to convert. There are very few times that you're actually going to convert somebody on the first pass. You're going to have to go back on that one issue over and over and over again. The other thing that to consider with specifically with regard to this is it isn't necessarily about hitting them where they live. You have to figure out the issues that are important to them, convince them there, use that opportunity as you've built rapport because that you have one on an issue that is important to them, and you show them a libertarian answer to then extend that to the other things that they may not be as fervent or they may not be as emotionally attached to. So if you can get a win outside of, hey, you work at a public school, you're taking taxpayer dollars, taxation is theft. If you can get to the point where they have some libertarian leanings or libertarian beliefs outside of that, and then use that, the fact that you already have a little bit of a rapport and you've already discussed the ideas of liberty with them, to bring them around to the ultimate point. Again, it's not a one-hit win.
It may never win.
And you may never win. It took me, for a friend of mine, it took 20 years before he finally realized that what I was talking about 20 years ago in high school was something that it actually applies today. He saw it and he acted on it and he actually embraced the ideas of liberty and chose, ironically enough, he works for the CDC, but he chose one of the best libertarians. In terms of the way that he lives his life, actually, that I know actually works for the EPA. He's a scientist. He's not one of the bureaucratic guys. He's actually the one that they bring like soil samples to, and he actually does the testing, but he doesn't politicize the way that a lot of people in the EPA would. But in the way that he lives his life, very libertarian. It just so happens that his job as a scientist is funded by taxpayers.
I mean, it's one of those things. It's an unrealistic ideal to have that level of, you have to...
And we've got 50% of the country is earning some sort of paycheck from welfare.
Factor in the rest of the subsidies, it's every bit of 90.
And the idea that you could completely divest yourself from getting any government benefit or subsidy would be it's a fallacy.
LLC is a government subsidy. It's a protection against liability for actual expenses. Mm-hmm. Private property.
Yep.
I mean,
you're not having to incur the expense of enforcing your homestead.
Right.
Yeah. And if you do switch someone in one hit, that's probably a CIA agent, and they're just in there to to scope you out. So I recommend Peter Gunsberging wiping all your hard drives and equipment and get away from that person.
Every time
You guys missed brunch conversation Saturday, especially about you guys, was great.
What did he say?
I can't tell
Those goddamn honkies and their mayonnaise.
Hey, it was a BWG Saturday, man. If you want to participate, come to yoga and come to brunch.
Was he being nice about it?
I love sriracha.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what
good.
What were you
that's
saying,
really
Harry?
Nice things.
He was saying nice things.
Really hot.
All right.
Nice things.
If you want to know, you'll come to BWG Saturday.
No,
yeah. German.
No, I want to know what you said, Harry.
No. If you want to know, you can come to yoga.
Go to Girl Talk if you want to know.
And then come to brunch.
I like that they're going to yoga and brunch and then gossiping about us, Greg.
You're shocked?
No, no.
What do people do that go to brunch and yoga?
It is so funny to hear,
do
like,
philanthropy and serve on PTA and then gossip about their friends.
It is so funny to, like, in our circle, you conversations about, like, me get back to me. Like, you hear, like, well, they're the it's just like, it's so funny. We're a bunch of high school girls. We just gossip and chitter chatter. And
well,
then,
that's all
we just admit it. Yeah.
Right. I know. Yeah. I know. Were you saying nice things, Harry?
Yeah. Total nice things.
All right. Good.
For a Canadian, he's a really good libertarian.
Look, is he telling the truth? Do I have to kick him out of the empire?
No, you don't have to kick him out of the empire.
All right. I wouldn't want to. Harry, No.
Who's this?
What the fuck?
What? Whoa. Crap.
What the hell?
We're under attack.
Okay. We are under attack.
Aaron,
contraband.
Did you text him?
No. Aaron Ewart.
What's up?
Aaron, who's been missing from Facebook.
He's hammered.
Just
he's got the drunk grin.
Yeah.
I hope he drove here.
He just unannounced, uninvited, he
Kramer
just walked
did.
In
Does
my
anyone
door.
Else know?
No. No.
You
no.
kept this a secret and invaded?
Yeah.
And he's got
amazing.
A...
And you're shit-faced.
He's got a Yingling.
Nice. Look at that grin.
Yes, he is.
Come over here and take this mic, Aaron.
Get the other German in here coming straight into Poland.
Oh, my God.
Totally Kramer entrance.
And he walks...
That was worse than Maya with an AR-15.
He's got a Yingling, which is illegal in India.
Contraband.
No, they're selling them here now.
Nope, just not started. Until the 7th.
Yeah, you got a few more days. It's illegal.
I do. I talked to Brad about it the other day.
He's been trying to keep him out.
You just walk into my house uninvited...
As per usual.
See,
he doesn't even have his hair. Isn't even all.
I've been
up.
Outside working on my truck. I was gonna show up like an hour ago, but the
I saw his thing
rolling coal too
group
much.
Snap.
Yeah. See, what I like about Harry. Harry is so thoughtful and so respectful. Mm-hmm. See,
he
saying?
Just wants to copy your key.
I know that's a little. But Harry, you know, Harry's like, hey, I'm coming over. I'm 30 minutes away. Let's set up a time. I can be available between these hours and this hour. And then Aaron just fucking shows up whenever he wants.
Like it's Normandy.
Doesn't
just
doesn't
like
even,
he's Kramer. Like that was a total Kramer entrance.
You didn't even
kind of let down. You don't have a fire going.
Well, what?
He never turns the fire on when I'm here.
What?
Never. I never get
they're,
fire.
They're afraid of him.
Only if you arrange the wood in
I meant
a particular order.
In a particular
fashion.
I meant nerds. Okay?
LARPers in general. Are
LARPers are thought, not fire people.
I thought Harry had a Yahweh shirt on.
No.
Grace Moloch.
So you're Brett and Harry spend a lot of time together. I've been spending a lot of time with Harry. Every time I hang out with Harry, I find out something fascinating about him. Another crazy layer to the onion that is Harry. Is it the same for you?
He filters his water that he has shower filters for fluoride on his water head. Shower head.
He shared in group snap that
that
it's
is so woke.
It's because fluoride is for your teeth, not for your body.
Right.
Too much super male vitality.
Yeah. Like every week, do you learn something about Harry where you're just
dude, we go to yoga 3 times a week. I learn all kinds of stuff.
It's amazing. He's one of the most fascinating
people.
But
Saturday is the most
Wait, when there's a
day.
Fallout, though,
when we go to brunch,
when you guys get into a cat fight, it's not going to be pretty.
Yep. No, see, like Bittner and Harry are not that type. You know, like we joke with Bittner a lot and give him a lot of shit, and he takes it all
it's
in stride.
It's a character.
Yeah.
We're attacking the character, not the actual Brett
right.
Bittner.
And speak for yourself. And, and like Harry,
I mean, the Chick-fil-A was a little personal, especially the sweet tea.
Well,
because that's actually like the number two thing that I miss the most since my diagnosis is the sweet tea. Number one is pineapple, but number two is the sweet tea.
He got the
pineapple.
Sugar. He got the pineapple.
I only eat pineapple on my cottage.
Harry
cheese.
Has one. You can have it.
You be quiet. You're not invited here.
Where are, you're not
See,
out with
I
your
have
other
to
friends.
Be never
sit,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sit, fifth from the throne.
Sit. Yeah. We will speak to you and
have you ever been invited to yoga? Either Shane or Kat?
I haven't.
Kat
She's been invited.
Why
to
haven't
yoga?
You gone? Okay.
Single
bit. And it's too early on a Saturday morning when we're going to be day
that
drinking.
That is the thing.
Well, and we're planning on day drinking after, like this Saturday. So I'm not going to go to brunch with Harry. Kat and I are going to be at a bourbon
Poor Harry day. Feels betrayed.
He knows.
What about you,
He
Shane?
Knows it's the first Saturday
it's
of the month.
The first Saturday of the month.
So,
it's okay.
I'm a
he's,
very
he's
large
come to
man.
I'm probably going to go to Lush and get some bath bombs.
Alpha.
All right, everybody, one at
very
a time.
Alpha.
Our discipline is eroding here. Shane, it looks like he lifts weights.
Yeah, he's swole.
Yeah, he's he looks like me in 3 months.
Size at yoga does not matter, dude.
Two drops of male vitality.
Male vitality.
And oh I'm my! There.
I feel like if I took any of that, I definitely wouldn't be able to do yoga.
Do you lift?
That though? Shirt would break off.
I do.
You? How often do you lift?
Right now, only like 2 days a week, but it used to be like five.
What sort of program are you on? 5-3-1. You over there getting swole on the hard body plan? Body sculpting for men?
No, I'm actually just trying to lose the extra 75 pounds of fat I have.
What?
You know, yeah. You know who started with the keto lifestyle over there?
Shane?
Yep.
He's seen the results.
Yeah, like Bittner looks great. It's he's keto. He's lost his...
Whatever,
man. CrossFit guy is upset.
Yeah. Yeah. CrossFit. Shut up, CrossFitter.
You'll flip a tire, faggot.
Yeah.
Gladly would.
Hey, why don't you go do another clean jerk?
Look at me. Make these ropes look like a wave.
Oh, cool. Meanwhile, what's your bench, bruh?
Yeah.
I'm over here doing 105.
You do the machine or you do the free weight?
Oh, free weights, bro.
Nice.
Free weights are the only way.
Yeah.
You got to build the stabilizers.
You gotta, it's the YMCA. That's you gotta the get, old people's circuit.
Have you learned the snatch
I coach
yet?
My son's basketball team at the YMCA, so I haven't run into Spangle yet there.
I know all about the snatch.
Olympic. Do you go power snatch or are you full?
Oh, full I'm full on, snatch.
Do you ever do the high hang snatch?
Oh, every single day.
Yeah.
No, he likes the low descending snatch.
Yeah.
Condescending snatch.
Low descending. Low descending. The hanger is what I call it.
You work out at Baxter too?
No, I coach my son's basketball team, which plays there. Which,
oh, okay.
By the way, we're 4-1 right now.
I generally
tell your son about that. He's 7.
Nice.
He'll be 8.
So, what, 5th grade, 6th grade?
Generally, is he the one with the shooting sleeve at 7?
No, yeah, my son wears a shooting sleeve at 7. Yeah, what? He's 2nd grade.
Yeah, I thought I saw that.
I was very proud of him this week. I had to bench him in the 3rd quarter because we were up 28-4, and he had 24 of our 28.
Nice.
See, that's society. Your son is too good. He needs to be reined in.
Communist. Yep.
Harrison Bergeron.
Let this little aspy kid that can't dribble shoot.
Why did you lean over and look at Aaron when you said that? Aaron, have you ever seen your kids play basketball?
Yes. Aaron, you have kids?
I coach their soccer teams.
You're a good dad.
I know. We tease. Your hair is very long.
Yeah. It was done.
It's
up
been
really
like
nice, but it got
9 days since you got a haircut. I think
I'm getting a haircut. I was supposed to today. I got called into work on my day off, so I got my fade moved to next. Actually, tomorrow at noon.
It's extra Hitler, man. Yeah. It's like almost as Hitler as Shane's.
I know.
Yeah, his is very. His is.
I feel like Richard Spencer flanked by my people at Third Lake.
Yeah,
this is very Third Likey.
Uh-huh. All right, as several people, for whatever reason, the last week have joked. I love the 30-minute warning when Spangle says we need to wrap up. Also,
it's a soft ending.
Target closes in like 15 minutes. I got to get cat litter.
I will go to Walmart and get you cat litter and bring it back.
I'm gonna take you up on that. Give three. fresh step.
Is
extreme.
It organic kitty litter?
Fresh Step Extreme.
With baking soda in it?
Or Multicat. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fresh Step is the way to go.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're throwing down on a kitty litter.
No,
run.
You go to Menards and get the firewood.
I got two bags. Send that to us.
If anybody wants to send Lara bars, cat litter, or firewood, it's on the Amazon wish list. And if you want to donate anywhere.
It's on the Amazon wish list?
Yeah. Yeah, for the We Are Libertarians, it's essential to the operation. No, we have an Amazon wish list. I've added and updated a lot of expensive things, especially since we're building
kitty litter, firewood.
Yeah, so go check that
groceries.
Out.
Groceries,
Lara bars.
Why do you have Vagisil on your wish list?
Why not? Because you're a crying bitch. That's why. So sick as you showing up here crying like a little baby.
I want to be on the podcast.
Oh, why can't I? Why can't my microphone be up? I got sand in my vagina. So.
Spangle never invites.
Aren't you glad you came over?
Listen, he's being abused and he's in timeout because he showed up here unannounced and uninvited. Did not give me a warning.
No one. You kept dead silent. And I wouldn't have told.
Did anybody else?
Watching.
I thought you were texting him because you've been over there fidgeting with the phone to make sure that you don't stroke your bottle.
Aaron, Kat was.
That's how you get warm beer.
Kat was given a nice
on a porn critical review, stepsister porn, and I swear to God, it was. Kat was crescendo at one point.
She was giving it a tug job, man.
Yeah,
she was
and
over
then
there.
We made her feel self conscious, and she sat like a good little Christian girl.
It was really weird when she drank out of the bottle with no hands, though. That was the So, yeah. Please don't use it for the bathroom.
What was the end of that question?
I don't remember.
We ought to. The person is.
Basically, you know, how do I talk to Republicans about
oh,
not being
statist?
Change,
actually, yeah, you have to, one, talk in their language, and two, give them an enemy. That's the only way that, right. Like, I have had way more success if it's you have a common hatred towards someone, or if, like, it's a Republican like Trump, or it's someone else. You'll have your best success when you can blame someone that's on their side for it. You know, it's very rare someone sees the light in politics because it's a team sport. But you'll have great success in creating a villain.
Divide and conquer.
Well, I mean, that's the story of America. I mean, of all human society too, is that they're the reason that, you know, you have this lot in life.
Right.
We can fix that.
Well, I mean, that's how Bernie Sanders just rose up out of nowhere.
Yeah, the government is corrupt. The answer is more government than me.
Right.
Yeah. I'm Jewish and know the Rothschilds. We're not corrupt at all. You know, but that's the thing is when you're trying to change someone's mind and get them to make that first leap, like Brett talked about, which is damn near. I mean, it's like the ministry trying to change someone from lifelong bad ideas.
Or just
but when you
it,
get
yeah.
the lucky villain that you can pin it on, you know, you'll get the. That's why so many Republicans are more libertarian open because of, you know, during the election, because of their just disdain for Trump, but then hatred for Hillary, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know. But now we're looking at Alex Jones.
I got some dank easily. Alex Jones. I just I have a great photo of Aaron, Shane, and Kat, but Greg looks like a potato.
You have enough faces of him to.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry. I've got to post
it. Put it up there as Greg doing his best little Brett Bittner impression.
You can check that out on our Instagram at We Are Libertarians. All right, let's start wrapping it up. Let's go around the table and do our final thoughts. Little Brett Bittner, wrap up at your own pace.
Well, I want to thank Dear Leader for 2 weeks in a row of having me on.
No, it's good to have you on.
It's yeah, it's
I
been,
enjoy it.
You know, the 6 month absence and all, it's been kind of fun.
Too good. You pulled in there in New York.
I know.
Yeah.
Found better friends.
Well, I was a little preoccupied with a couple other things. And
few things.
Few things.
Nearly, small changes.
Nearly dying. That generally speeds up the process of getting your shit together.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, final thoughts. I really did have a lot of fun last week. We didn't do much in the way of actual policy or talking much about libertarianism. So coming on and talking about it today, despite the Chick-fil-A sweet tea incident earlier.
That actually did get you a little bit, didn't
it? A little bit. Just right in the feels.
I'm sorry if you were actually triggered. I just thought it'd
slightly
be funny.
Triggered.
I'm sorry.
I need a little safe space.
You know,
next time, get the unsweetened.
Unsweetened
just
is fine.
Out of respect
that's
to
terrible.
Him.
You know how much I want to care deeply about you, Brett.
I know. It's true.
I want to try.
But you make it so goddamn hard.
Oh.
So, yeah, check me out on Instagram, at Brett Bittner, Twitter, at Brett Bittner. I'm a little more active than I have been just because I'm talking less about or talking more about politics and less about, you know, how I'm eating. Mm. Although, I do have to say, Brett's Bacon Challenge is going swimmingly. I cannot wait until dinner. I cannot
wait. You listen
to
know about it?
You don't know about the
I don't know.
Brett's Bacon Challenge?
I haven't been able to get on any kind of social media for 3 weeks. I've been so busy.
So what I decided, I think it was Monday, was that I'm not sure if it's going to be the month of March or if it's going to be for all of Lent, all 47 days, but they lined up perfectly for this to happen. But I've decided that every meal that I have will have bacon. Not only will every meal that I have bacon, I will take a picture of it and keep it in the Brett's Bacon Challenge. I have like six other people that are participating. Mm-hmm. Christy Avery is among them.
Nice.
My friend Jonathan Texas and a couple other folks are adding their pictures as contributors to the album.
It's like
but,
food diarrhea as a group.
Right.
Food diarrhea, more
but,
like.
But the focus of this whole thing is that you have bacon with every meal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually been a lot of fun, like, I mean, I was already
How
eating
can you
a lot.
Add it to like,
right.
I dare
so,
you.
Well, and today for lunch, I just decided to add extra bacon to something that already had it.
It was
on
covered.
It. Oh, it was almost a bacon bun.
I didn't know what was underneath it. I just knew that there was like melted cheese and bacon bits on top of this
perfect.
Thing. And I was like, yeah.
So dinner is going to be bacon and eggs. I'm so excited to go home and cook it.
I was at Meijer before I swung over to my apartment to do this podcast. And thick cut Meijer bacon on sale for $5.99. And it's nice bacon too.
Oh, yeah,
it's not. It's
is
not
that on your Amazon wish list.
It's actually,
you know, right now it's on sale at Kroger for $3.99, which is where I just picked up 2 pounds yesterday.
Ooh, 2 pounds of bacon.
Thick bacon with
thick
two C's.
Bacon,
thick as fuck.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Harry Price. I know I have given you a lot of shit this episode, but thank you so much for all that you do for We Are Libertarians. Many people don't understand how much Harry actually does behind the scenes for us. And it means a lot to me and to the listeners because, as we have established, we are one. And thank you so much for your help and your continued help, despite not fixing Shane's headphones earlier. So, Harry, your chance and congratulations.
He's getting a little bit of entitlement from being around so much. He thinks he has the liberty to reject certain requests.
He was able to fix it on his own. It's okay.
Yeah. But he shouldn't have to because he didn't commit the crime.
That's right. Mittens, look at her. She's over there like she did nothing wrong.
She's licking her paws of the last enjoyment of those earphones.
Yep. Yeah. So she, listen, Mittens destroys so many things.
So many things.
I have mic condoms. I put freezer bags over the mics when we're not using them. So we don't get cat hair. So when Brett comes here, I don't kill him because he's allergic to cats. And Mittens has chewed all through them.
You never did that in high school?
So, Harry.
Got creative with a condom.
Your final thoughts for this episode?
This is a little really, really cool. I didn't expect to get a microphone shoved in my face. I expect to sit behind a computer screen and try to mess with the cameras, make sure everything worked. But we'll just end up having you.
We'll do that next week.
Because we're going to live it anyway next week. So
yep. Since you are not going to have basic bitch Saturday, maybe you can come over.
We're still going to yoga. Yeah,
well, after that, you know, maybe come over here and we can start testing some stuff because I'll have everything in tomorrow.
Okay.
Last.
I am not drinking while my wife is pregnant. I can't drink with her. So
that's true love.
It is killing me.
That's
now, when
good.
You leave her to go to the Free State Project, because she doesn't LARP, that's a little different.
So, she said she'd kill me if I go to Pork Fist without her. And,
so as we move into the new era of video that we are planning to do and some various things, Harry will be instrumental. He'll be here acting as our producer and helping out. And so thank you so much, Harry, for helping provide the computers and the backbone to all of that.
Yeah, it'll be fun. The other thing I wanted to put out there is hopefully Seth gets all moved in and gets the internet connection back and we go back to doing streaming. As I miss gaming. It's almost – I haven't gamed since we streamed because it's not as much fun now without streaming with Seth. Seth actually makes gaming kind of fun. It's kind of weird gaming with him.
After the episode last week, we were just hanging out and talking, and you two got into, and you did it on the episode a little too, like an argument over video games. You're both, I have no idea what you two were talking about, but you're very passionate.
We get high-end GPUs, and yeah, the other reason why PC's better than Mac, and why PC's better than those dirty console peasants. But it's okay. But the other thing I also going past that is the other stepsister porn that you are like bypassing, which you are missing out on, is the stepsister porn with comes with sleepwalking. I don't know if you've seen that one. That's a whole different level. They're like sleepwalking.
This
like,
is always put the pillows in the stove. I don't know why.
See, Greg, I told you it's a thing. I'm not weird.
Wait a second. Where did you say?
How many pillows in the stove?
Aaron yelled that stepsister sleepwalk porn.
That was a double
crossover joke
because it was a stepbrothers joke about sleepwalking,
right?
And stepsisters,
right?
So. Okay, yeah. Now it's not funny because I had to explain it to Spangle.
Comedy's always better with an explanation. It's like politics.
Get the fuck out, what's your name?
Jimmy McRussell, you cheap knockoff.
James McRussell. So many. Why don't you grab the mic from Shane, swing that over to him. So many people are, you got a ban. What did you get banned for on your Facebook?
I said a dirty word, a bad word that Facebook doesn't like. But it was in a secret like group.
But
normally was safe,
right?
But they had added like 30 new people, and somebody reported me, and we had to purge all the new people.
What
and,
I'm coming to find is that reports aren't so often someone you don't know, someone that you know very well.
Really?
Yes, is what I'm discovering.
Caitlin Kopetsky got me for 3 days.
She did.
Yeah,
it's inside job. It's like break-ins at your house. I think it's random.
Yeah, I think Greg reported James McRussell.
Call me a report.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
See what happens.
I posted a picture on my, after I got banned on my main account, I posted a picture that I made of Greg late night. He woke up to like 10 likes on this picture of
late,
him.
Yeah, it's late, the one that we talked about last episode.
Late night equals drunk memeing.
Aaron should have a curfew on Facebook. Last night, Aaron needs a midnight
curfew.
Actually,
I got banned for something I did at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know. It's 12:30, and then all of a sudden in chat, you'll post like 3 really offensive memes, and then look. It's like a test to see if anyone's up. Yeah. And then you'll private message like, hey, let's go do this in this group.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, I posted a picture of Greg in front of some girls in some Nazi attire, and he was giving the thumbs up. It was a pretty good Photoshop.
It was excellent. It was. I wasn't even mad.
I got several.
I don't know why everybody else was.
I got several people concerned that was real.
Woke up the next, banned on both accounts. So,
someone reported that?
Yeah. Got it removed.
It's not on there anymore?
No.
Damn it. That was a feature photo.
I got zucked 3 times in 2 days.
Why don't you post it, Greg? Go ahead.
I will.
All right, post it. Make your profile picture.
Good times.
Be the change you want to see in the world, Adolf Hitler.
Inspiration.
Yep.
Aaron, what else was I going to say about you? You come over unannounced all the time.
Mm-hmm. This is 2 times in
it's
a row.
It's very annoying.
Yep.
Don't give me that look.
I didn't Facebook Live it this time.
You should have, because that would have been hilarious.
Harry, when you went back outside, you didn't lock the door.
Yeah.
Harry locked the door.
I figured I'm safe enough white people around here. Like, I keep the door unlocked.
But Martinsville people, you never know when they're going to just invade.
I was going to leave my keys in my truck. I felt so safe. But I got a nice little beer opener for a keychain, so I had to bring that in with me.
It is after, it is 10 p.m.
You did have the drunk grin, Aaron. Drunk, cheery Aaron's here.
He just was like, hey, well, look what I did. Yep.
All smiles.
Look at him. when Harry can't be our video producer, we should have Aaron be the producer.
He's our documenter. Like, he's been creep-shotting us for years.
For like 3 years.
Well, we're not so paying much anybody anything.
Eventually, you're going to pay me.
Okay, get out. I can find interns to do it for free.
Get some college credit.
Yeah, exactly. We should get interns in here, man. I love interns at work. We have one at work right
Who's
now.
Who's going to just do an internship for 3 hours on a Thursday night when they're not allowed on?
Surprised. You'd be surprised. We have somebody who comes in. She's there 1 hour a week.
We'd get Tanner. That would be our talent pool.
God love Tanner. Tanner is something.
He could bring the whole staff of Cricket over.
So, Harry, did you get everything out that you wanted to say?
Yeah. I got everything out. I can come over on Saturday, but I have to hit Lush Up. I'm out of bath bombs, so I have to go and pick that up. After brunch.
We're not doing brunch.
I'm still going to brunch.
Oh, okay.
You know,
we may want to do early yoga.
Ooh, well, we can do early
yoga. We can do early yoga this week. It'll make it much easier for me to be on time for bourbon.
Okay, we can do early yoga.
Do you have Greek choir practice with Chloe?
No. That's on Wednesday night.
Don't combine the two and do drunk yoga.
Drunk yoga.
Now she's into it.
It's a great YouTube.
Harry and I
don't like yoga because I don't support multiculturalism, and I feel like it's cultural Marxism. There's getting
cultural appropriation.
It is. You guys are culturally appropriating the Hindus by going and saying namaste and then basic white breakfast.
So Harry and I are also talking about doing a tech podcast where Harry talks about things that I have no idea.
Where are you coming up this time?
Exactly right. I'm trying, listeners.
Oh,
I'm
it gets
trying.
Bigger.
So
oh,
hard.
Oh, God.
Aaron, anything that you'd like to say at the end of this podcast?
Apologize for leaving us.
Well, I mean, I'd like to thank Dear Leader for inviting me over again. And,
this is why you need a wall.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Not just around my heart.
Open. Open
Damn
borders
right.
Apartments over here on in South. Do you want to find him?
Could you not say
microcosm of our discussion?
Apartments.
It only takes $1. It only takes $1 towner to ruin an entire neighborhood.
Are you editing that out? I saw you write something.
Fuck yes,
down.
I'm editing.
You just doxed him on a podcast.
Oh, gee, yeah. I only have several thousands dollars worth of equipment in here that I don't want stolen.
And 2 cats.
So we need to get So when we start going live, we need a dump button.
Dump. Yeah, exactly. But
dump.
Crank call. No, I've got the, for those of you listening who want to try and steal my equipment, I know you're out there. I've got drop cam, okay? And
is that a musket?
That is a musket. That's my weaponry right there. I got a pitchfork and a musket. So when
he takes the Second Amendment literally.
When I was married, we were at our old apartment, and thank you. Give me the Nazi knife.
Cholo run.
And we had someone knock on our door, and it was 11 o'clock at night, and the peephole was covered. And I said, "Hello, hey, this is Craigslist." Craigslist. I think you have the wrong number. No, Craigslist. I said, I'm not opening the door. Out of my right view, my ex-wife runs up to me and hands me the musket. And I look at her and I go, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
What? It doesn't have the bayonet, you dumbass. That's
go ahead, Harry, Brett, see if you can get
am
to
I
it.
Am I going to charge on him?
It's pretty heavy. We'll take a photo with it and put it up on the Instagram. Yeah. Hold up. Exactly.
Give me four don't and give me this unless it's packed properly.
Right.
Pack that again.
Yeah. I have a 5-foot radius it can hit for 20 feet.
So, yeah, it does have the tamper, but, yeah, it's pretty heavy. My grandpa gave it to me.
It's awesome.
Before he passed away, it's
in good shape.
It's like it's. There's literally.
Trust me, I've seen him shoot. Here, point it at me. No. Here, no, seriously, point it right at me. Point it at Harry.
I'm trying to point it at Harry. There's Hurry, Aaron. Here, one more.
Finger off the trigger. Finger yeah, straight least, out.
Come on. At least have some trigger discipline.
No, Greg.
This thing hasn't been fired in 47
Does
years.
Does not matter.
And that's how we lost Greg.
Why'd you live here? Here? He went out like he wanted to. Just the revolution reenactment. If it had only been Civil War and Lee had won.
See how heavy it is? I mean, I could have beaten him to death with it.
Accidentally shoot Brett, take him back down to Georgia. Shot by a Yankee rifle.
Yeah, we got one. Told you we'd rise.
It's not a rifle. It's a musket, right?
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yeah, there's still rifle again. Is it really a musket though?
You tell me.
Is there rifling inside? If there's rifling inside, it's a rifle.
I have no idea what you're talking.
There's rifling
about.
Inside. I'm sure.
The other thing that we've talked about doing is going Saturday to the gun show, and Hannah Weber's gonna teach me about guns. But
not
hopefully she teaches
said
you
it.
Some trigger discipline.
I know.
Yeah, that's a definite must have.
I don't.
There's no resting the finger on the trigger.
It you cannot fire that thing. There's no way.
I don't.
And
know.
If you really,
I've heard that before. Yeah. Yeah. You'd have to have really flexible toes if you wanted to commit suicide.
That's why Spangle.
1850s Kurt Cobain.
Spangle keeps this gun in the house because a pistol would be too easy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't have weaponry. Shane,
the pitchfork.
Your final thoughts for the episode?
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Good to have you on the first time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll hope to be on more in the future. And
we'll do a more serious one.
Right.
Less free range.
Hey, no worries.
No.
It's all good with me, dear leader. I appreciate you allowing me on here.
Thank you so much
the
for
Empire.
Coming.
Allowing me in the gates to,
yes.
to film this podcast.
Aaron's doing his own show off mic in the background. Could you please shut up?
No. Harry and I are going to show you how to shoot this one day.
All right, I'm down.
My dad has everything you would need to actually fire this.
Kat is very nervous that you're pointing that at her face.
I was not!
So, final, anything else?
Well, we do have our podcast that we'll be working on here shortly for future libertarian
yep.
candidates.
There is a podcast out there called Upward. If you go and check it out, it's part of the Weird Libertarians Network. Shane and I are going to do some candidate training, some various training things. Maybe we'll get little Brett Bittner involved in some of that.
Sort of a resource hub for candidates.
Exactly right. Correct. So you can go back and listen to some old podcasts. So please download that feed. You can yes, just go to iTunes and search Weird Libertarians. There's a bunch of podcasts in there.
And you guys can follow me on Facebook at Shane Zollner.
Do you want people adding you on Twitter or any other platforms?
So I transferred all of my other platforms over to my startup. So
oh, cool.
I'm not promoting it yet, but it's nyte.ly, so feel free to follow those as well.
It's underground right now. Like
it is underground. There is zero content on it right now. I do have 100 followers, but
keep it that way. Stealth mode, stealth startup mode forever.
Right.
Build anticipation.
750,000 followers and not one post.
And then just like a cryptic tweet once in a while of the what was the one that WikiLeaks did of, oh God, of the World Trade Center. It was about a bank vault in the bottom, Vault 7.
Right. Vault 7?
Yeah.
Not heard of it. Oh. Never heard of her.
Get woke, bro. Globalist.
Greg.
Global fag.
Okay. All right. Well, we went there, didn't we?
No, nothing really. We didn't talk. Is there any major development this week? I'm trying to think. Rumors that the Fed are going to raise interest rates and try to spark a little recession here in the next month or so, but I don't think that's going to have any effect. And the Dow just... like the wall, it just keeps getting higher.
Yep.
Yep, all-time highs. So, all in all, when your 401k is going up, that's a good thing.
All right, very good. Did you watch the SOTU, the State of the Union?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think?
Excellent. This is the first time he showed the personal side of himself.
I have not watched it. I'll probably do that this weekend. Maybe we can do a little reaction video or something at some point.
Yeah, it was the best he's ever done. And the moment with the widow from the Yemen raid, the individual, that was, I think Van Jones said it, that that's for a lot of people when he became president. Cause it was just a powerful moment. And I couldn't agree more. He was excellent. No specifics, but who gives those in a State of the Union? It's all general platitudes.
Yep.
And it was very, basically, it was Bill Clinton's address in 1992 mm-hmm. or 93.
Kat, you want to say anything? No? All right. Thank you so much.
She's back.
She's back. She's really jerking that bottle.
Hands are no room for the mic.
Girl. All right. They all leave, circle back around 10 minutes later.
Leave your phone.
Yeah.
that trick actually happened.
That has happened, yeah. I don't think I have anything. I'm just so impressed by our audience. And
yeah, no kidding. You guys are awesome.
We have a great audience. We have a generous audience. And the thing that I love so much about you guys is that you love this more than we love this. Maybe, like, for me, this is my passion, my hobby, my social circle, my everything. And so to see people... My basic gestalt. And so to see people, not only the people in this room and the other 20 people involved with We Are Libertarians, you know, hang out last week and talk about the future of this and want to be involved and then, you know, hey, I need some help paying the bills. Would you guys do a one-time or a repeating contribution? And to have a really great response to that, in addition to advertised, like it's awesome to see so many different people respond to what we're doing here. And, you know, we're well out of the bounds of society, well out of the bounds of libertarian thought, but we've got, we've carved out our own little group of savages that want to be
libertarians. We just will go outside of the bounds.
We're building a great little community of people. It all happens in the group. Join that Facebook group. Feel free to add Greg and I on Facebook, yep. Twitter, Instagram.
Report
anybody.
Anything though.
Yeah, you're
chopper.
If you go to the about page on WeAreLibertarians.com, I link to everybody's social media. So if you want to follow the whole gang, I'm sure they're cool with it too. Add me on Snapchat, C Spangle.
Find a good stepsister porn video, email it to him.
Oh, yeah.
Share it on Facebook.
Yeah. Really? Right on his wall.
Really?
This is right up your alley, Spangle.
Put it right on my tongue.
You're going to love this one. She's not a magician. She's a ventriloquist.
And it's not coming from her mouth.
Yeah.
And listen, I am going to show you that video. I could see in your eyes how much you wanted to
see
that.
She's really,
cat.
Yeah, she did.
She was very into
all
it.
All of a sudden, like, the Liberty stuff, stepsister porn cat.
Give me another beer.
Yeah.
So I'm just humbled's not the right word because that's a bad for business in this industry.
I disagree.
But I'm a proud father.
A kind, benevolent dictator.
Yes, I am. I am humbled, and I am so appreciative of everybody who wants to participate in the making of something that is my dream. You know, I think our dream collectively as a group. And you guys respond when we ask for help. You guys donate money. And we are going to do more for you guys, especially because we appreciate the people who help us pay the bills. And I need to personally be better about making sure that we're giving you stuff and thanking you properly.
Yeah, and it pushes us to grow.
Absolutely.
You know, rather than get complacent and just kind of settle in.
Yep. And so, you know, I'm willing to do more and more and more and more and more. So
that's for the litter.
Oh, thank you, Shane.
It's a donation.
Appreciate it.
This was his fee to come on.
Yes.
We're selling passports onto the Wall Empire.
I was $3 short on the $867 donation. So.
So
don't spend it all in one place.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. The money, anybody else.
We don't take EBT, Aaron. Sorry, this isn't Martinsville.
This is not the Martinsville IGA. So,
he's so triggered.
I know.
He's going to chew those.
Oh, yeah. 10 years.
If you were a good friend, you'd know that.
Oh, my God. You know that's why I shop. Now I have to go to the Dollar General.
That's actually who bought it. Actually, it's Family Dollar.
Oh, really? All right.
Is that better?
So when 10 years ago when Dollar General came over kind of on the southwest side, that was a big deal in Martinsville. Dollar General's coming. So anyways, I just wanted to give you all a thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm too blown away. Yeah. Like the quality of individuals that listen and their level of knowledge and just the questions we get.
Yep.
That's what it does. It's a little bit, it makes this hard to do because we can't do a bad job because our listeners know some, or, you know, it's a little bit like trying to write a book or do a movie about the Beatles is no matter what you do, your audience knows so much about it.
Well,
you struggle to offer compelling content.
Yep.
And get everything right.
And especially to Greg, thank you so much to Greg because I'm the platform guy. I'm building the platform and Greg is the philosophical backbone of this program. And I thank him so much for always coming in prepared and helping us have a great show.
Well, back at you, buddy, because need both. And yep. I could not do the platform stuff because it's not a passion for me. And, you know, I'm sure that reading Rothbard and knowing who Howard Roark is not a passion for you.
I would kill myself. But
exactly.
I spent,
yin and yang.
I spent all last weekend watching YouTube videos on lighting. So
right.
We can
you
do
got, you did get very Caitlin Kapetsky-esque.
Oh, I can do. I got a ring light now. I bought
Get
it.
Get you extra.
Yeah. So we've got some backgrounds. We're going to do all kinds of fun. We're talking about one segment called Behind the Memes. So that we will release to.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah. So one of the things we're gonna give bonuses and use a membership plugin that we've got on the website. So anybody who donates monthly, we're going to give them access to several things, and one of them is a meme database.
One is our, and it's basically a meme sewer for wall memes.
Yep. And so, and
I know your meme for wall memes.
Right. And so we're finally going to do that extra show that we promised it 6 months ago.
Tentatively.
TBA. Harry is just playing with the musket. Harry, could you please stop playing with your musket?
This is why I support a gun ban.
Right. Very long, very brown. I'm triggered. So, what's your assessment of my musket?
I think this thing would blow up in your hand if you actually did fire it.
Right.
I've just got several different leaks on it. Then I already started, like, most of the stock is probably, like, ornamental. Like, the rifle part, like, the barrel is real, but there's some other parts that are, like, I think someone just added to a nice piece of wood. It does look really cool, but I think this thing will explode.
It's an artifact, yeah.
I have no intention of ever actually firing it.
Yeah, but I want to.
That's right.
I want to.
And you're going to wish you had the bayonet.
Right.
I'm going to knock on your door and say, this is Greg's
list.
Oh,
I can get the Arduino. I can get the Arduino, and we'll get a little camshaft down here, and we'll get it to turn that, to pull it, and we'll be far away from it. Dang straight.
Boy, you two. Gearheads.
I like that they just took my weapon and they want to take it from me and blow it up. That my prized possession from my grandfather that has passed away 20 years ago.
It's okay.
I told you, one Martinsville in a neighborhood ruins everything.
Yep. Once one moves in, you've got to move.
Ooh, then we
also, next thing you know, there's an engine in their front yard.
Right. Yeah. Well, you get a Bucktowner. You get one redneck from Martinsville.
I have an outboard motor laying in my driveway right now.
I wasn't being facetious.
We're not kidding. So you
That's launcher furniture.
He's got
for
a boat. He's got
folk.
Several boats for sale. All right, kids. Final words here. Thank
Sign
you
off.
So much. Thank you so much for being a part of this, and I mean it. I am you, and you are me. And we are growing something special together. And as always, we promise
to do better next time.
Thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Get our other shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.